we can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Connell wide open at the 40, 45, 50. He's loose. 30, 25, 20, and 5. Touchdown, Huron. 82-yard touchdown. Quick set by Hines up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet. Can't get to it. That sleight of hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Hines again. Set across Plagan. Left side. Through the block. Huron at match point again. And he's looking right. Going to throw it that far sideline.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back at the in the Black Hills, and we've just moved a little bit east on I-90. I'm Jeff Duffy, and it's Huron Tiger basketball doubleheader here, wrapping up Northern Hills weekend. The Huron Tigers, Sturgis Scoopers, to battle here. Girls are just about ready to start the warm-ups. Boys' JV game just got over. It was a long JV game. The girls' JV game, which Huron won, went to runtime and actually allowed the boys' JV to get started about 10 minutes early, but we're, again, running behind schedule. We're supposed to be on the air about 1:10, but it is 1:46 Central Time, so a little over a half hour behind schedule as we get set here for our doubleheader. Girls' game first. Sturgis comes in with a record of 2-9. They do have seniors, but their young girls are the ones that do most of the scoring, so they're still kind of feeling their way through it with the youth that they have. Huron comes in at 5-8, and we'll keep an eye on what Huron does, as Hampton Hines was injured last night against Spearfish, did finish out the game, but I'm trying to check here yet and see if she is. Yep, she is warming up, so they called her about a 50-50 chance to play, so we will see if she plays. Had an injury to her knee, and right now she is warming up. We'll see what the final verdict is on that. Both teams lost last night. Sturgis lost to Mitchell. Huron lost to Spearfish. Highly competitive game in Spearfish. Huron trailed the entire game at one point by 15. Pulled within two and had the ball early fourth quarter. And after that, Spearfish got a couple of buckets, started hitting their free throws, and then they pulled away for a 14-point win, 53-39. So they look to bounce back here. We'll at least get the split out here west, and they'll have their chance this afternoon against Sturgis. Talk to both coaches. Courtney Poole, head coach of Sturgis. Cody Kaufman for the Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
In
innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our girls-boys doubleheader here in Sturgis this afternoon. Huron at Sturgis. Start with the girls' game here. Talking with Sturgis head coach Courtney Poole. They come in with a record of 2-9 on the season. Coach, I guess first 2-9. It's February 3rd. You're just barely halfway through the schedule here.
Oh, it's kind of crazy. Like, we've had 3 weeks in February where we have three games. So we kind of get a little bottleneck there at the end. And, you know, a lot of teams are already in mid-season form, and we're just kind of catching up. So it's been interesting to see that kind of just happen. But, yeah, I think our girls are getting better all the time.
And talk about this team, and you mentioned you got some seniors, but really some of your younger girls are getting into the lineup here, so there's been a few growing pains in that way.
Oh, 100%. You know, we have some seniors that are working hard for us and that are, you know, really trying to lead, but we've got some younger kids that are going to be pretty good players for us, and they're getting a lot of minutes as younger kids, and we're hoping that that's going to benefit us down the road. But the good thing about this group from seniors to freshmen is they're competing. They're not going to, they're going to make people play them. Even though we're 2-9, they're playing like they ain't, you know, and they want to win every game they're in, and so I appreciate that about them.
Now, last night, Mitchell beat you, but, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you had to be happy. Mitchell scored, what, 50-52? They've been scoring a lot more points than that, unfortunately. Just couldn't put the ball in the basket enough.
Yeah, you know, we had some breaks in the game where there was one point in the game I looked at in the first half, and I was like, are we only down 10? Holy smokes, you know? Like, we were really locking them up a little bit and frustrating them, I think, in some of our defensive schemes, but... Yeah, we just got to try to find a way in those moments when we're holding people scoreless to make a bucket ourselves. So we'll see how that goes. We'll keep working.
Now, here on Tigers come in, scouting report on the black and orange.
Well, we know Hampton Hines is just quite a player. And you know, she's a great shooter, and she just does a lot of other things. If you watch her play, she's a great passer. She can see the floor. She rebounds. She's physical. So we know that. You know, the team kind of runs a little bit through her. They got some height on us, and so we're going to have to make sure we keep them off the board, don't give them second chances, and hopefully get a hand in her face.
And finally, it is February, as we said, so you got a lot of games left to play right now. You're sitting right on the bubble there to get into SODAC, and I'm sure that's really the goal. Let's get a couple of wins, make sure we get a postseason game.
Yeah, we've got to get there. You know, our program, this is my second year, but we haven't been there in a while. And if we're us going to keep moving forward, that's got to happen. So we know we got to get a couple of these games here in February, and hopefully we'll be playing at the end.
Courtney Poole, head coach of Sturgis, time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The Huron Tigers won their first state volleyball championship in 1998.
A
young squad with just one senior on the roster. The team fought under the radar, coming through the consolation bracket in a double elimination tournament to win the state title. To win the state title, they defeated Sioux Falls, Washington twice in a row in two sets, then in three sets. The 1998 volleyball team was coached by Shelley Buttenhagen.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back here getting set for our doubleheader this afternoon here on that Sturgis girls game up first here. Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls, joins us now. Record of 5-8, lost last night to Spearfish. And Coach, kind of like the last three quarters of Roosevelt, the first half against Spearfish, we just couldn't get anything going. Spearfish had things humming. Granted, we came back in the second half, but we got to start better.
Yeah, we gotta find a little bit better effort, better energy. Again, the controllable things, right? And we can control our effort, we can control our energy. I thought it was awful last night. We got down big and we had to battle back, and unfortunately it came up short, and then, in the fourth quarter we had to foul and, gamble a little bit, and that's where we extended the lead out, and that's why the final score looks like it did.
That's the thing. The girls did make a nice comeback there, down 15 at one point, got it within two, had the ball. But again, as the old cliche goes, you expend so much energy, it's better just not to be in that situation.
Well, we gotta be more aggressive, and again, that comes from effort and energy, right? When we have heavy ball pressure, and we are making things happen, that's when we're best, and that's what we did in the third quarter. Again, you're going to hear me say it all the time, like we live and die off of our defensive effort, and our defensive effort in the first half wasn't good at all.
So now you come in today with Sturgis. They come in with a record of 2-9. They have struggled at some points this season. It looks like they can play okay defensively. They didn't have a bad defensive effort against Mitchell last night, just having trouble scoring the ball. But they have some young players that have a lot of promise.
Yeah, it's Saturday afternoon out, in the Black Hills, so it's going to be a dogfight. Everybody's tired. Everybody's sore from playing last night. Shot making is at a premium because of everybody, because of how tired everybody is. So this isn't a game that you're going to be able to overlook at all, right? I mean, we have to show up and we have to play our basketball game, and if we think it's going to be easy, we're in for a long day and then a long bus at home. So we got to show up and take care of ourselves. Play hard, execute on the offensive end, and, hopefully walk out of here with a W today.
The major concerns with Sturgis?
Yeah, they do struggle to shoot the ball a little bit, but, in my opinion, it's more because of, their youth and, inexperience, so they have plenty of kids that can put the ball in the hole, and, when that starts to happen, they're going to be very dangerous, so hopefully that doesn't happen for us against us today, but they're very capable of scoring the basketball, and it's like you alluded to, they're very good defensively, mix up their defenses quite a bit, zone defense, man to man, and we got to be able to recognize those, and then we got to be able to attack out of that.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers, time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
It proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysicianClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome. Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurt's Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard. Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Kiki Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Noyes, senior, number 50, forward.
Trace Owens, 10, guard, junior.
Colton Neal, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
TJ Ganey, number 24, senior guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Forrest, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holford, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Back in Sturgis, getting set for tip-off, starting lineups, anthem here, and the girls followed by the boys, Huron Tigers and Sturgis Scoopers. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV game for the girls. Huron won that going away, 52-22. The boys' JV just completed. That went long. That's why we're getting started late once again. 59-54. Sturgis pulled that one out. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Just checking to see if we go anthem first or lineups first. The way I got to watch, see how the home team is setting up, and then we'll get this figured out. Now, we do have officials, obviously. I did not get the names of the officials, but they are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They are the law on the court and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Looks like we are going to set up for the anthem first and then get our lineups and then get this game finally tipped off. It is 1 minute after 2 o'clock Central Time on KIJV AM-FM in Huron. So running just a little over a half hour behind. So we're a little better than last night, but even last night we were about 40 minutes behind schedule when we started off the girls' game. So we will get you the lineups here coming up shortly. Let's take a 2 minute timeout and back here to Sturgis. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
And back here at Sturgis, here's the starting lineups. First off, for the Sturgis Scoopers, head coach Courtney Poole, record of 2-9 on the season. They'll start Taylor Price, 5'4 senior. Hannah Killinger, a 5'10 senior. Tori Williams, a 5'5 sophomore. Avery Long, a 5'7 junior. And Addie Kussler, a 5'9 sophomore. Here on Tigers, and Hampton Hines is in the starting lineup. Allie Davis, 5'10 sophomore. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior. Cody Coffin, the head coach of the Tigers. Sturgis comes in at 2-9, and Huron comes in at 5-8. Huron looking for a good start. Last night was about as bad a start as you can get. They were down 15 by midway through the second quarter. Did rally, got within two with the ball early fourth quarter before things went away, and Spearfish knocked down their free throws and picked up the win. Sturgis was happy with their defensive effort last night. They kept things close, according to Coach Poole. Kind of frustrated Mitchell, still undefeated on the season. Stayed within striking distance till they got into the late third, early fourth quarter. So they know they can get the defense going, and the scoring has been the biggest issue. Back, both coaches kind of mentioned that during the pregame, that scoring has been the issue for Sturgis this year. But all it takes is one girl to get warmed up, and that can make a difference in a ball game like this. Now, as is the tradition when we do the back end of the Black Hills weekends, today Huron wearing their home whites with orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim, and Sturgis their normal road black, but wearing the road on the and the home court, black jerseys with white numbers and letters and red and white trim. Lizzie Heinen will jump for Huron, and Addie Kossler will jump for Sturgis. Waiting to get everybody cleared here. And the tip is controlled by Hilton Hines. She'll get Huron into the offense. Looks like we're going box and one on Hampton Hines to start the game. Four girls playing zone, and one girl, Avery Long, playing Hampton Hines one-on-one wherever she goes. Hilton Hines back up top. Allie Davis dump it in. Low post. Simmonsma underneath. Puts it up short. Rebound. Heinen can't get the put back. Third try. Simmonsma misses. Three-point blank shots. No good. And here's Sturgis quickly down the floor. Bounce pass baseline to Long for the layup. Avery Long gets the bucket and a 2-0 lead. Sturgis just underway. Hilton Hines gives to Davis on the left wing. High post. Simmonsma right back to Hilton Hines. Hilton drives the paint, bumps, goes up with a left-hand scoop. No good. Rebound Sturgis, but they lose the ball out of bounds, trying to head up the floor that time. for Sturgis was Torrey Williams, lost control of the ball, and it'll come back to Huron. Just underway, Sturgis up 2-0. And Hampton Hines is starting, has a brace on that right knee that was injured last night. Hampton, top of the key, left side Hilton. Hines, couple of dribbles in the corner. Allie Davis, the giver of the three, she takes it, misses, but a offensive foul away from the ball going to go on here on Kenzie Simmonsma. That was about as far away from the ball as you can get. I didn't see what happened, but Simmonsma picks up the foul. Pressure by Huron, trying to trap. Nice catch in the backcourt by Price. They'll get it in the front court. Open three, left wing, long, no good. Rebound comes out to Hampton Hines. Hampton will bring the ball up herself. Drive to the free throw line and throw the ball away. Or was it tipped? Nope, threw it away. She tried to hit Davis in the corner, threw it way over her head. Huron turns the ball over, right back to Sturgis. Played a minute and a half here in the ball game so far. 2-0 lead Sturgis. Huron again sets up the half-court trap, get it up ahead to Long. Shoot it down to Kostler on the baseline, takes the 16-footer. Front of the rim, no good. Hampton Hines with another rebound. Hines works it up, lobs it in underneath. Nice catch by Heinen, kicks out now to Davis. Back up top, Hampton Hines. Hampton isolated out there again. They're going box and one on Hampton. Hampton goes with the Euro step, puts it up too strong. Heinen offensive rebound, up and in. Lizzie Heinen rebounds the miss by Hampton Hines, and we're tied at two. In the backcourt, Price, overhand pass in the middle. Nice catch, Kostler. Right side baseline, Long. And, oh, a blocking call on Huron. Very close to a travel there as well, and just like that, just over 2 minutes in the game, Kenzie Simmonsma picks up her second personal, and she'll head to the bench. Into the game for Huron, Tatum Peterson, senior. As Sturgis will inbound, go back door in the corner. Open three is good for Torrey Williams. Sturgis up 5-2 here early on. Wide open three on the out-of-bounds play. Hilton Hines, crossover, dribbles to the right side. Trying to post up Heinen. T. Peterson up top. Flip back to Davis, top of the key alley. Now Hilton Hines again. Here it is underneath, and a foul going to go on the scoopers underneath. Leah Long with the foul. Didn't even see her check in, but she was on the post defense, got called for the foul. Her first here on running out of bounds play. Lob comes out to Heinen on the right wing, hands it off Hampton Hines. Hampton spins. Ball slapped, but controlled by Hilton. Hines drives as a wide open layup. Sturgis lost Hilton on that zone. Again, you're playing a four-man zone with the box and one. That gets to be a little confusing. Huron pressing and the press breaker down the floor. Baseline. Nice little move inside. Foul going to go on Heinen. Sturgis, a good job of breaking the press. They broke to the basket and to the free throw line will go Addison Jolly. So a couple early substitutions in. Sturgis basically rotates about seven. 5-4 lead Sturgis, and they will shoot free throws here with Addison Jolly, 5'6 senior. First free throw is good. 6-4 Sturgis. 5:01 to go in the first quarter. One more shot for Jolly. And drops them both in. 7-4 Sturgis. 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. Hilton Hines will bring the ball up, being picked up by Price across the timeline. Dribble off to the left. Looks like straight man now by Sturgis, and Sturgis with the steal. Stolen by Price down the floor. Tried the bounce pass underneath. Deflected out of bounds and will go to the Huron Tigers. Maybe trying that one extra pass there in transition, and the bounce pass got away. Was a nice steal by Price and was trying to hit her teammate Long. Hilton Hines gets Huron in the offense. Hampton Hines pops out to the left wing, comes right instead. Allie Davis inside Heinen, spin move over Long, short, but a foul going to go. And two quick fouls on Leah Long. Now put Elizabeth Heinen to the line to shoot two. 7-4, Sturgis with the early lead. Free throw is no good for Heinen. Kostler back into the game for Sturgis, replacing Leah Long. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for Lizzie Heinen. 7-5. Sturgis again breaks the press in front court. Kostler almost threw it away. Gets control. In the corner, Jolly. She'll go baseline and try to go across the lane and threw it right to Hampton Hines. And then Kostler going for a steal. Fouls Hines. Kostler with her first. And that'll be the fourth team or third team. Third team on Sturgis. Back into the game, Hannah Killinger for the Sturgis Scoopers. 7-5, they lead. Hilton Hines into the front court. Hilton has Hampton Hines on the right wing, gets the screen, can't get the three, but there's the roll underneath, but Lizzie Heinen could not haul it in. Turned over again, and Huron still not crisp on offense. Sturgis has forced a lot of turnovers here early on. Kostler comes left side into the front court. Open three for Long is no good. Offensive rebound coming out of there with it. Killinger, and they'll get another opportunity. Up top, Williams now in the corner. Killinger reverse it in and out of the hands of Williams. In the corner, Kostler. Kostler loses the ball. Going to be picked out of there by Davis. And now Hilton Hines will push up the floor. Goes left side, Tatum Peterson back up top, Hampton Hines. Hampton starts to drive, splits a double team shot up, count it! She's fouled and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Hampton Hines. Her first bucket of the game and a chance to give Huron their first lead of the game. Allison James checks in and replacing Tatum Peterson. And Addison Jolly, I believe, just came back in for Sturgis. Foul is on Kostler, her second. Free throw good, and here on their first lead now at 8-7 with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Up top, Taylor Price gets Sturgis in the offense, high post. A little fake there by Long, back up top, Long three, back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Sturgis. Coming out of there with that is Price, and they can reset the offense. High post again, they go to Long, kick back, open three left side for Price. Short, no good, but again, Huron can't grab the rebound, and Hampton Hines will pick up the foul. Of course, shoot a lot of threes, those rebounds can come out long, and that's what we kind of saw there. Hampton Hines with her first, 14 fouls apiece here in the first quarter. 2:57 to go, drive, lean in, shot up, no good as Killinger kind of forced that one. Hilton Hines in front court. Look out from behind. She spots her. Hampton Hines gets a screen. Comes around the perimeter. Left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton gets a screen. Drives to the hoop. Left hand scoop for two. Hilton Hines, her second bucket. And Huron opens up a 10-7 lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sturgis goes high post again. To Long, shoots over Heinen, no good. Rebound comes out long, and it'll be Sturgis, another offensive rebound, take another three. That air balls. Oh, Jane saved it in. It would have been out, and they give up the bucket. Jane saved it in for some reason, saved it right to Avery Long, who ended up getting a 15-footer. And the lead back to 1-10-9. Here on top. Getting 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Heinen goes to the block, double teamed, squares up, and we have a collision in the lane. Now a dive for the ball. Heinen comes up with it, and did she take a timeout? She did. Hilton Hines a little slow to get up, as she had a collision in the lane as well. Last thing you need is another injury. I think we called a timeout here. Yes, we did, but Hilton Hines a little slow to get up. Now she does get up with an assist from her sister. Timeout on the floor, 1:53 to go first quarter here on up one. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Full timeout taken by the Huron Tigers. Hilton Hines is back on the floor after shaking off an injury. Long three, Allie Davis, no good. Stepping in for the rebound, Avery Long. In the front court, get it off to the right side. New girl in there for Sturgis, and that is Kira Killinger. Killinger with it at the free throw line. Looked like a travel. Kiki Eaglestar is on the floor for Huron. We have a scramble on the floor. We'll end up with a jump ball. Allie Davis was at the bottom of that scrum. And looks like Sturgis will keep possession. So Eaglestar has checked in as well for Huron, getting some playing time here again in the first quarter, just like last night. Lob comes out up top to Williams. Corner long, slips right back up top. Ball fake right side. Price just worked the perimeter, come high post, back outside. Price, high post long, looks for the cut, get it back out. 2 seconds on the shot clock, long three, no good. And Heinen tips the rebound to herself. Huron maintains the one-point lead. Hampton Hines, left side, again can't get the three off. Hilton, top of the key. Now Hampton again, off the left side, gets a screen. Three at the key, got it. Six for Hampton Hines. Was a question mark coming in, but 6 points in the first quarter. Huron extends the lead to 13-9, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Underneath Long, Heinen stops that off, and then she tried to kick out, and Hampton Hines swatted it into the back wall. I don't think she thought the ball was going to come in that flat. In for Sturgis is Hannah Killinger, as Kira Killinger comes out. Scoopers will inbound it on the baseline to my right. Lob it in up top to Killinger. In the corner, long. Lob pass back up top, Williams. They work the perimeter now. Huron staying in their zone. In the corner, open three for Long. Got it. Avery Long has 7 points to lead the Scoopers in scoring. Into the front court, it's Eaglestar. Now Allie Davis brings it up top of the key. Hampton Hines, jump catch, screen, top of the key, left side. Eaglestar, an open three, left wing, it's short. And the rebound for Sturgis. 13-12 Huron, 7-6 seconds to go, first quarter. Price trying to get rid of it. Look on the baseline, sealed off, shot off at the buzzer, no good. On the miss there by Jolly after one. It's Huron 13, Sturgis 12. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
13-12, Huron Tigers, a one-point lead at the end of the first quarter. First quarter shooting at Sturgis, 4 of 13, Huron 5 of 12. Huron will have possession to start the second quarter. Simmons now back in for Huron, so the starting five back on the floor. Hill nines a collision in the backcourt, and we end up with a jump ball. Boy, there was a pretty good bump there, it looked like to me, between Leah Long and Hilton Hines. They let that go, and the ball rolled on the floor. We end up with a jump ball, and the possession arrow flips right over to Sturgis. They'll have basically the first possession of the second quarter. Leah Long on the outside. Hilton Hines goes for the steal, tries to steal back, and, well, those two girls are just alternating jump balls. Now Hilton slaps it away from Leah Long, and now it'll be Huron ball on the possession arrow. And we've had two held balls in the first 11 seconds of the second quarter. Inbounds, Hilton Hines goes to the free throw line, feeds it in, low post, Simmonsma, up, count it, no, travel on Huron. Oh, that said she must have moved both feet on the post-up move. Travel gives the ball back to Sturgis. I thought that was going to be an and one. Instead, it's the opposite, a turnover. And Sturgis with a chance to get the lead here early second quarter. Long goes high post. Kostler feed it out in the corner. Long, too long on the three. That was Avery on the miss. Rebound Hampton Hines. Hilton Hines, now Hampton again. Hampton starts to drive, spins free throw line, jump stop, puts up the five-footer, no good. Rebound Heinen had it, then lost it. And it'll be Sturgis possession. Neither team scored here to start the second quarter. We played about 45 seconds. In low post, Kostler fakes, shoots over Heinen, no good. Late whistle, foul. Going to go on Heinen. Did look like she caught her on the wrist. Heinen picks up her first foul, I believe. Nope, second on Heinen. So the two bigs for Huron, Heinen and Simmonsma, both have two personal fouls here early second quarter. At the free throw line is Addie Kostler, has not scored in the game, has not shot a free throw either. Now she has scored, and she has shot a free throw. Hits the first one. We're tied at 13 with the free throw pending for Kostler, and Heinen will come out with Allison Janes back in for the Huron Tigers. One more shot for Kostler, the sophomore. She's out there with two fouls. Second shot is no good. We have a lane violation. Missed the free throw anyway, but it had went in. It would have been a lane violation on the scoopers. So we're tied at 13 with 7:09 to go in the first half. Hilton Nines will walk the ball up, and Sturgis picks here on up at half court. Hilton comes right. Allie Davis has it on the wing. Trying to get Hampton Hines open on a screen. Can't get the shot off. Cross court, Hilton Hines. Hilton will go into the paint. Go through a double team. Scoop shot back of the iron. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Another held ball. And the possession arrow will give the ball to Sturgis. I can't see the arrow on the bench from here, but you find out pretty quickly anyway. Back in is Taylor Price for Sturgis. Huron's pulled off the press here in the second quarter. Sturgis was breaking it in the first quarter. Price gets to Leah Long up top. Go high post. Kostler spins. She'll shoot from the free throw line. Back of the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Staved in by Sturgis on the floor. And we're going to wind up with yet another jump ball. We've had, at a minimum, we've had six so far here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter. Chloe Carr, sophomore, comes in for Huron, and I think her purpose is solely let's grab some defensive rebounds. Chloe at 6 foot, easing her into the varsity lineup. She's missed a lot of athletic time going back to last year. In the game now, Davis has the ball knocked away, and they say off her thigh, and the ball turns over to Sturgis. Slow start to the second quarter for both teams. We're at 6:19 to go in the first half, and Sturgis has outscored here in the second quarter, 1-0. Price, high post, Kostler, look baseline. Got it inside to Killinger, and then a foul going to go on Huron. I believe that, oh, it's on Davis. I thought it was going to go on Hilton Hines. Davis picks up her first foul. Second team on Huron in the quarter. And the scoopers will sub in again with Tori Williams returning to the floor. Scoopers will inbound on the baseline. Lob it all the way up top to Price. Top of the key. Sets it up for Sturgis. Cross court. Williams back door. It's open for Long and the layup good. Kostler high post. Dumped it low to Leah Long cutting to the basket. And Sturgis gets the lead back at 15-13. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Hampton Hines dribbles right behind the back. Now gets a screen from Simmonsma. Cross court, Hilton Hines. Hilton, a screen from Carr and traveled with it. Tried to split the double team. A lot of turnovers here by Huron. Heinen going to come back in for Huron. Is right now the Tiger girls just need a spark. Heinen going to check in for Allie Davis. About as tall, or going to come in for Hilton Hines, excuse me. But about as tall as here a team lineup as Huron can put on the floor with 3 6-footers, Heinen, Simmonsma, and Carr. High post, again, Kostler. She'll drive in, shoot over Heinen, roll it off the back of the rim, and in. Kostler, her first field goal, and the Scoopers are up 17-13. They've outscored here on 5-0 here in the second quarter. Carr lobs it in the middle, low post, inside to Heinen, backdoor play, Davis for the layup, nice dump pass from Heinen, first bucket of the second quarter for Huron, back within two, 17-15. High post, Kostler has to kick back out, reverse it, good ball movement, open three in the corner for Long is good. Avery Long in double figures with 10 points, a pair of threes, and the Scoopers have their biggest lead of the first half, 20-15. Hampton Hines launches a three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, and we're going to have a foul on who? And it looks like it's going to go against Huron. Mackenzie Simmonsma picks up her third foul, and Mackenzie just unable to stay on the floor this afternoon. Third foul, she'll come out as Janes comes back in. Eagle Star is back in for Huron as well, and Hilton Hines. And we have a timeout here on Tigers. 20-15, Sturgis leading. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
...of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
30-second timeout taken by the Huron Tigers. They've used two of their five here in the first half. Just looking for a spark, a little stagnant here. Sturgis has taken advantage. The Scoopers lead at 20-15, and they'll have the ball off the timeout again. Hilton Hines, Allison Janes back in, Eagle Star back in for Huron. In the front court, Long has it on the left wing. Reverse it up top, Williams. Now in the corner, Long again, Avery. High post, Leah Long, back door to Avery Long, and it's going to be hit off the leg, almost thrown away. Avery, a good heads-up play to hit it off the leg of Eagle Star. And Sturgis will inbound it from the baseline. Looking for somebody. Long needs to get it in. Finally, bounce pass. Kostler comes out to get it. Long in the corner. Got to get out on her. In the reverse it left, right side, Leah Long, cross court. There's Avery Long. Wanted to shoot the three, but bobbled the ball. Again, reverse it right side. Leah Long fakes, drives, goes right into Heinen, and a block on Heinen. Boy, it looked like she held her position. But she'll pick up her third foul, so both Heinen and Simmonsma with three fouls here in the first half, and Huron's going to have to play small here for the rest of the second quarter, and we still have 4:12 to go, 20-15. Sturgis leading. Inbounds comes in the corner. Avery Long, right side, open three. Williams got it. Torrey Williams with a three. And Sturgis builds the lead. They're up 23-15. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Huron needs a spark on offense. Hampton Hines on the left wing gets a screen, dribbles free throw line. Gives back to Hilton Hines. Hampton, three in the corner. Back of the iron, no good. One shot and out. Long has the rebound. Leah Long gets back in the middle. Price. Now Leah Long again. Price, top of the key. Kossler kicks out. Back door. Nice catch underneath. Avery Long for the layup. Move the ball. Get the layup. Avery Long has a dozen. And the lead is 10, 25-15. Sturgis taking control here in the second quarter. Hilton Hines on the drive, gets fouled going to the hoop. Two shots for Hilton Hines. Huron has been outscored 13-2 here in the second quarter as Sturgis has built the 10-point lead. Fouls on Kossler, that's her third. First team foul on Sturgis here in the second quarter. And at the free throw line is Hilton Hines to shoot two. First free throw is no good. When things are going tough, you don't make your free throws. Tatum Peterson will check in for Eagle Star. Back into the game for Sturgis is Addison Jolly. One more shot for Hilton Hines. Got the back end. 25-16, Sturgis lead at 9. Scoopers in the front court, Taylor Price across the timeline. Goes high post, Leah Long fakes, drives, shoots over Peterson for two, just drove the lane, gets an easy bucket. Second bucket for Leah Long. The lead is 11, 27-16, Sturgis. And a drive, and there's a moving screen on the Huron Tigers again. This one will go on Allison Janes. Janes picks up her first. And now we have a timeout. Third timeout of the first half for Huron, trailing 27-16. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
27-16, Sturgis has taken control here in the second quarter. They've outscored Huron 15-3. Huron has burned three timeouts already here in the first half, both 30s and a full. Huron has pulled off the trapping pressure because Sturgis was breaking it with relative ease. Still spread the floor. They bring a high post up and then spin and look for cutters. Reverse the perimeter. Jolly gets the ball in the corner with Allie Davis there, and then we have a timeout Sturgis. Sturgis timeout, 2:45 to go first half. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
In 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Scooper timeout. Williams on the drive up the middle of the lane, and a foul going to go on Huron. Sturgis attacking the basket, and they're just forcing Huron into fouls. Tatum Peterson with the foul. That is her first. And two shots as we're in the bonus for Sturgis. Torrey Williams, first free throw, no good. Williams with 6 points. On a pair of threes, misses the first free throw. Second one is pending. And got it. The lead stretches to 12, 28-16, Sturgis. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Hilton Hines across the timeline, dribbles left, has Hampton in the corner. Fakes, comes around the screen, back up top of the key. Left side, Hilton Hines. It's a screen from her sister, free throw line. In the corner, Allie Davis. Davis trying to post up to James. A kick out, and we have a whistle, and what was a foul on Sturgis. Did not see what happened there. It was something underneath. Fouls on Avery Long, her first, second team on the Scoopers. Inbounds for Huron. In the corner, Hampton Hines. Hampton will drive. Back her way into the block, to the hoop, off glass, no good, but fouled. Two free throws coming up for Hampton Hines. Hampton with 6 points, has not scored here in the second quarter. We'll get two free throws here. Foul is on Avery Long. That is her second and the third team on Sturgis, or maybe the second. Free throw is good for Hampton Hines. Hampton now with 7. One more shot for the senior. Hampton Hines, again, was a question. I see she's taken the brace off her leg that she had to start the game. Hits both free throws. She's got 8. And the lead is 28-18, 10 points for Sturgis. Left wing, and get it up top to Long. Long to Long. In the corner, Price. Price on the wing. Feeds down low. Inside Jolly. Turn, shoots over Davis. No good. Peterson has the rebound. Hilton Hines pitches up ahead to Davis. Davis drives, has a lane, gets fouled. Two shots coming up for Allie Davis. Allie with 1 bucket in the game. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. The foul on Jolly is his for her first. Now starting to see a few more fouls called on Sturgis. Two shots for sophomore Allie Davis of the Huron Tigers. Free throw is good. Allie with 3. Back in for Sturgis is Hannah Killinger and Kira Killinger. Davis spots up the second free throw. Got them both. 4 all here in the second quarter for Allie Davis. And Huron gets it to 8, 28-20. Sturgis on top. Price into the front court. High post. Get it to Killinger. Low post inside to Williams. Williams shoots over Hilton Hines. No good. Rebound. And the foul going to go an easy push-off call. Going to go on Williams. A good block out and rebound by Tatum Peterson. First foul of the game against Tori Williams. Fourth team foul on Sturgis, so we'll be in the bonus. Both teams here the rest of the half. We're at a minute 23 to go in the second quarter. Sturgis 28, Huron 20. Huron has struggled here in the second quarter. Hilton Hines gets to Hampton on the baseline. Gets a screen. Now back up top. Boy, a collision and a blocking call. Going to go on Long. He could have called a foul on Long when Hampton first got the ball. They let it go. Third foul now on Leah Long. And I think about all of those have come with her trying to guard Hampton Hines. Hampton will shoot 2. First one is good. Hampton up to 9 points, and the lead sliced to 7, 28-21. One more shot for Hampton Hines. Free throw is good. Hit them both. 10 points for Hampton Hines. Huron's cut the lead to 6, 28-22, as we are at 1:05 to go in the first half. Right wing, it's Tori Williams. Gets a screen, drives, roll. They don't go to the roll there. Killinger nearly throw the ball away, and then, oh boy, a quick whistle on Allie Davis there, trying to get in front of Williams. Davis will pick up her second. And 2 free throws for Tori Williams. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 7 points. First free throw is good. That breaks a bit of a scoring drought for Sturgis. They go up 29-22 with 57 seconds to go in the first half. Eagle Star back in the game to want Allie Davis to pick up a cheap third foul here late in the first half. One more shot for sophomore Williams is good. Hit them both. And she's got 9 points, six here in the second quarter. Up the floor, and we have, what are we doing? Hilton Einzel's walking the ball up, and then all of a sudden they, I wonder if the shot clock didn't start. I'm not sure what this is. Kaufman now looking at the official, and I'm not sure what this is all about. My guess is the shot clock or the game clock or both did not start. Yep, I think the game clock started, the shot clock did not. We're at 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Hilton Hines dribbles into the front court, bounce pass right side, Hampton Hines. Hampton gets a screen up top of the key, overhand pass. Hilton Hines wants three. Got it. Hilton Hines, a three off the left wing. And Huron slices it to five, 30-25, 35 seconds to go in the first half. We have about 3 seconds difference, game clock and shot clock. On the left wing, Jolly brings it up top of the key. Looked underneath, not there. Bring it back out to Williams. They feed in the middle, and we have a whistle away from the ball. Tatum Peterson got called for a foul. It looked like the pass was intended to her, but evidently she grabbed. And up to the free throw line will be Hannah Killinger to shoot to. We've had a lot of fouls called on the Huron Tigers in the first half. Second foul on Tatum Peterson. At the free throw line is Killinger. First one is in and out, no good. 12 total fouls on Huron. 10 on Sturgis. A little closer than I thought. Killinger with the second free throw. Short, missed them both. Rebound. Eagle Star able to grab it, get it off the Hampton Hines. Shot clock off, 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Here on down five. Get it to Hampton Hines, left wing, screen, top of the key. Right side, Hilton Hines has a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Sturgis comes out with it with 2 seconds to work with. And a foul going to go on Hampton Hines. Oh, not what you wanted to see there. 50 feet away from the basket. And you foul with 2.4 seconds to go, and Sturgis will get free throws. And Hampton Hines will pick up her second foul as well. Got to keep your head in it. I said Hampton Hines. 2 shots coming up for Taylor Price. First free throw is no good. Is the third foul on Hampton Hines. So 3 free throws missed in a row here for Sturgis. Second free throw is good. That breaks the run. 5-point lead here on 2 seconds to work with. Hampton Hines. Boy, almost made the 3/4 of the court shot, but I don't think it would have counted anyway. At the half, it's Sturgis 31, Huron 25. Timeout 2 minutes, and we're back here to Sturgis on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Nick proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime in our girls game. Sturgis 31, Huron 25. Big start to the second quarter, and that's what's put Sturgis in the position here. Huron has cut into the lead at least. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Getting late in the ball game, O'Gorman leads Rapid City Central 64-47. Midway through the third quarter, Stevens 26, Brandon Valley 25. Those are girls' scores. See if there's anything on the boys' side. Probably not, as everybody playing doubleheaders. Boys are coming up second. So that's what we have for scores. Do have the JV scores here on girls' cruise to a 52-22 win over Sturgis. The JV boys, Sturgis defeated Huron 59-54. That's your Kurtz Heating and Schooling. Cooling scoreboard update. At the half, 31-25, Sturgis leading Huron in our girls' game, boys' game to come up next. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down the halftime stats on Dakota Sports.
The newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, Minnesota Twins Radio Network, and you are listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Halftime of our girls game, it's 31-25, Sturgis leading Huron. Here's the rundown of the scoring for Sturgis. 12 points for Avery Long, included two threes, three twos in the first half. 9 points for Tori Williams, a pair of threes. Those are the girls that have done the damage so far. Leah Long with 4 points, 3 points for Addie Kostler, two for Addison Jolly, and a free throw for Taylor Price. For Huron, 10 points, Hampton Hines, 8 points, Hilton Hines, 4 points, Allie Davis, and 3, for Lizzie Heinen. They're on with a lot of foul trouble in the first half. Hampton Hines, Lizzie Hine, Kenzie Simmonsma, all with three fouls. Shooting in the first half, I had Huron 7 of 18, 39%. And Sturgis 10 of 23 for 43%. Huron 9 of 11 on free throws. Sturgis 7 of 12. And that is your stats here at the half. And Sturgis leading Huron in our girls game 31-25. Remember, the boys game will start 15 minutes after the conclusion of our girls. And we'll wrap up our long weekend here in the Northern Hills. Timeout 2 minutes and back on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, ready to go in the second half. Huron Tigers trail the Sturgis Scoopers in the girls' game 31-25. Huron had about a five-point lead late in the first quarter, but Sturgis cut it to one and then went on a run to start second quarter, putting Huron in catch-up mode. So a few things going here. Huron did cut the lead to a five there at one point, currently at six. And also the foul trouble is something to be very aware of. Hampton Hines, Lizzie Heinen, Kenzie Simmonsma, all with three fouls. Allie Davis, Tatum Peterson have two. So I got to keep everybody on the floor here and get a comeback going in the second half. In the boys' game coming up next, we start the second half, and it'll be Sturgis Scooper ball to begin the third quarter. Starters on the floor both ways. Sturgis has a pair of girls with three fouls as well. Starter Addie Kostler and Leah Long off the bench both have three. So Sturgis will inbound here as we get set to go with our third quarter. And Taylor Price will get the Scoopers into the offense. Walks the ball over to the left into the front court. Gets a screen from Kostler. Kostler rolls, tries to set another pick. As coming outside is Avery Long. Avery, top of the key. Double teamed in the corner. Three for Price is short. Rebound. And off the ricochet, Heinen will get the loose ball. Long pass up ahead. Allie Davis on the left wing. Back up top, Hilton Hines. Now Allie Davis again, top of the key. Right side, Hampton Hines in the corner, Simmonsma. She'll drive baseline, lean in, bank it in for two. Nobody ever got in front of her. Simmonsma, her first bucket. And Huron pulls within four, 31-27. Heinen went flying there. I didn't see what happened to her. She hit the floor, but Huron does score. And Heinen back up playing D. Left wing, Killinger. Goes up top to Long. Reverse it right side, Price. Price, a couple of fakes. Up top, open three, Williams, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Hampton Hines, and a foul going to go on, I believe, Avery Long, and I think that's going to be her third. So a couple fouls here initially. It is number three on Avery Long, and she's leading the Scoopers in scoring to this point. Here on within four with the ball early in the second half. Allie Davis, right side, Hampton Hines fakes right. Goes cross court to Hilton Hines, left wing. Hilton will go baseline. Little runner from five, no good, but a foul going to go on Kostler, and Kostler, frustrated, slams her hands down on the floor, and official says, come on, let's not be doing that. Two shots coming up for Hilton Hines. For Kostler, that is number four. Hilton Hines, free throw is good. She's got nine. So Kostler with four, she'll come out, and coming in for her is Leah Long, who has three herself. Second free throw is good. Double figures for Hilton Hines, and Huron back within two, 31-29. Top of the key, come off to the right to Williams. Williams on the wing against Hilton Hines. Up top, Leah Long. Reverse it left side to Price. Price looking inside, trying to get a post up, slapped away by Davis. Now Long, Price drives, gets it back up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Williams on the right wing. Up top to Price. Price against Hines, 4-3. Spin move, nice move by Williams. Gets the shot up, no good, but give up the offensive rebound. The ball slapped away, and last touch by Sturgis. It looked like while Killinger got the rebound, she was falling out of bounds. And Huron will get the ball with a chance to tie or even take the lead down two. Biggest lead I can recall in the first half was 12 points for the Scoopers. Huron has it down to two. Hilton Hines, bounce pass to Hampton, almost stolen, but a foul going to go on Sturgis. And Sturgis picking up some quick fouls here to begin the third quarter. Foul on Taylor Price as she ran into Hampton Hines, her first. And already three team fouls on Sturgis, just over 2 minutes gone in the second half. Ellie Davis gets it to Hampton Hines. Up top, Hilton Hines, feet at high post, Heinen. Heinen in the paint, has to kick it back out. Long three, Hilton Hines, back of the iron, no good. Hampton Hines, offensive rebound, goes hard to the hoop for two. Put back and two for Hampton Hines. She has 12, and Huron has come back to tie it at 31. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sturgis in need of a hoop here now as Huron has rallied all the way back, but they throw the ball away. Price threw it right to Hilton Hines. Hilton down the floor, gives to Hampton Hines a three, no good. Offensive rebound, Simmonsma, and she gets fouled going to the hoop. Hilton Hines, a little grin on her face as she comes over to Simmonsma, I'm sure saying, hey, that was a lob pass to you and you caught it. Already four team fouls on Sturgis. Huron's going to be in the bonus for the rest of this quarter. Two shots for Simmonsma. First one is good, and Huron takes their first lead since early in the second quarter, 32-31, and Sturgis wants a timeout. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Huron up 32-31. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Board on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDNHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Both free throws good for Simmons. Ma off the timeout here on an 8-0 run to start the second half. They lead 33-31. And Sturgis into the offense. New girl into the game, Olivia Vleem, a 6-foot freshman on the floor for Sturgis with all their bigs in foul trouble right now. Left side, Jolly bobbles it, gets control, top of the key, backs it out. Left side, Price wants three, misses badly. Offensive rebound, though, and the putback for Avery Long. They miss, but get the putback. We're tied at 33. Into the front court, Allie Davis pulls up with a 15-footer, rolls it in. Got the shooter's roll, Davis with six. Here on back up two, 35-33. 4:24 to go, third quarter. Tight game here in Sturgis, opening game of the doubleheader. Up top, Price thought about the three, pulls back in the corner. It's Long, Avery Long. Now Price again, top. Key off to the left side. Avery Long drives, free throw line, shoots over Hampton Hines. It's short, but another offensive rebound, and Lizzie Heinen going to pick up her fourth foul. First foul of the second half on Huron, but it's a big one. Lizzie Heinen picks up her fourth, and she's going to have to come off the floor. We've been giving up way too many offensive rebounds, it feels like, and, well, that one cost us. And back into the game, Allison James in the corner. Williams wanted the three, now drive, splits a double team shot up and in. Williams with the bucket off the move, and we're tied at 35. Into the front court, Allie Davis has it on the wing, goes baseline. Vleem stays with her. Back up top, free throw line, and Hilton Hines traveled with it. Ran into a double team, couldn't keep her balance. Travel gives the ball back to Sturgis, and just like that, the Scoopers a chance to regain the lead. We're tied at 35, 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Both teams have foul trouble, basically with their bigs. Double high post for Sturgis, high post Vleem. We'll kick it back off right side. Go in down low to a Long inside. Puts it up too strong, and the rebound ricochets out to James. In the front court, Hampton Hines to the hoop. Offensive foul on Hampton Hines. You can see that one coming. Hampton Hines picks up her fourth foul. So now both teams really struggling with foul issues. For now, Hampton Hines is going to stay on the floor. She did make the shot, but she put a shoulder down, and that's a pretty easy one to call for the official. 5 minutes after 3 o'clock, KIJV AM FM Huron. Tied at 35, 3:18 to go, third quarter. On the left wing, Williams now drives to the hoop, shoots over Davis. Foul going to go on Huron, and two shots pending for Tori Williams. Tori, 3 out of 4 shooting free throws. She has 11 points for Sturgis. Hilton Hines picks up her first. She's about the only Huron Tiger out there without foul trouble. Davis has two. Team foul number 3 on Huron. First free throw is good, and Sturgis regains the lead at 36-35. Now you're seeing Sturgis go back to what was successful in the first half. They're attacking the basket. Second shot is good, and Sturgis regains the lead by 2, 37-35. Hampton Hines out there. She's got to play careful with four fouls. Hand it off to Hampton, top of the key. In the corner, Hilton Hines, now Davis, dump it into Simmons-Ma, low post, goes hard to the hoop for 2, 6 points all here in the third quarter for Simmons-Ma. We're tied at 37 quickly. Come back, Jolly, an 18-footer, no good, and Hilton Hines with the rebound. Quick shot and out for Sturgis. James gets it up ahead to Davis underneath. There's Simmons-Ma in traffic for 2, 8 points for Simmons-Ma, all here in the third quarter. Huron gets the lead, 39-37. Huron starting to establish the inside position, get it to those high percentage shots. Price down to the baseline, cut off by Davis. Williams deep on the right wing. Gets a screen, stepped up, double team. Vleem has the ball go through her hands, and Sturgis can't save it out of bounds. The ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. Back into the game for Sturgis is Kira Killinger. And Hannah Killinger comes in, so the two Killingers back on the floor for Sturgis. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter, 39-37. Huron with the lead and the ball. Hampton Hines gets a screen, Nothing there up top. James, left side. Hilton Hines will drive, pull up with the 10-footer. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, and Simmons flirted with a foul there. Didn't get called, though. Back into the front court, Williams. Up top, Killinger. Reverse in the corner to Williams. Her three, no good. Long rebound, and Hampton Hines has the board. Hines into the front court, top of the key. Takes the three, got it, and congratulations, Hampton Hines. 1,000 career points, Hampton Hines. A minute 28 to go in the third quarter. She's got 15. Congratulations to our Huron Tiger senior. Underneath, shot up and in. There's the answer by Avery Long. She's got 16. Huron's lead now at 42-39. Minute six to go, third quarter. Hilton Hines down low, Simmonsma. Powers her way up and up, no good. Rebound slapped out, Sturgis with control. Into the front court comes Williams. Drives clipped and stolen by Hilton Hines, but she stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds, it'll remain Sturgis possession. And they're just celebrating Hampton Hines with her 1,000 career points. Hampton been through a lot this year, and just a nice recognition. And thank you to the Sturgis School District for recognizing. Looks like Hampton a little emotional out there. Inbounds comes on the baseline to Killinger. She wants to drive into the paint. Stops, goes baseline, little jumper for Williams is good. Williams with the bucket, and back to a one-point game, 42-41 here, and a very brief five-point lead on the three-point shot by Hampton Hines. Hampton, top of the key. We're at 33 seconds to go. Another three, Hampton Hines, right wing. No good, offensive rebound, Simmonsma, she's fouled, and will go to the line for two. Simmonsma's had a big third quarter. She scored 8 points. She'll shoot two free throws here with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Simmonsma, free throw is good. She's got 9 all here in the third quarter. I believe the foul was on, I'm not sure who it was on. Must have been on Williams, her second. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound out. Here on a two-point lead. Sturgis can hold it for one if they want. 23, 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Right side, nice catch. Drive baseline and a blocking call on Simmonsma. And Simmonsma picks up her fourth foul, and we're trying to sub in for her. Simmonsma, Heinen, and Hampton Hines all have 4 fouls. Chloe Carr going to come in, but a little bit too late on that possession. If Simmonsma had made the free throw, she would have come out of the game. 17.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Sturgis in the corner, long three for Long. It's good. Avery Long hits a deep three. And Sturgis goes up 44-43, 5-4 seconds to go. James. James will go baseline, put up the 15-footer. Baseline no good. We'll head to the fourth, a one-point lead for Sturgis. 44-43. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to the fourth quarter. Nice little run to end the third by Sturgis, and they lead by one, 44-43. Huron will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, and all three girls with four fouls are on the floor for Huron: Hines, Heinen, and Simmonsma. Huron down one with the ball. Bounce pass. Hampton Hines on the right wing gets a screen. Lizzie Heinen comes up high. Overhand pass. Hilton Hines. Hilton into the paint. Got tripped going to the hoop. We'll see if that. They are going to give her free throws on it. Two shots coming up for Hilton Hines. Hines with 10 points in the game. Again, Hampton Hines reaches 1,000 career points on a three-point shot in the third quarter. Free throw is good for Hilton Hines. We are tied. Now, Kostler is back into the game for Sturgis. She picked up her fourth foul early in the third quarter, so missed a lot of time in the third. Second free throw for Hilton is good. Got them both, and Huron now a one-point lead at 45-44. Sturgis with the ball to start for the first time here in the fourth quarter. High post, there's Kostler, fakes, drives on Heinen, spin move at the block, cut off. Now she'll shoot, blocked by Heinen, and Simmonsma comes out with the loose ball. Up the floor, long pass, Davis saved it, but saved it right into Kostler, forced it too much in transition. Back comes Williams, slows it up at the top of the key for Sturgis. Kostler flips out on the right wing. Up top, long, now Kostler again. Long three for Kostler, in and out, and Simmonsma grabs the rebound. Here on up one with the ball, early fourth quarter, 7 minutes to go. Davis in the corner. Now Hilton Hines, Hampton comes top of the key, three, no good. Rebound underneath, battle, and we go down, and a travel going to go on Sturgis. Simmonsma was battling with Leah Long. Both girls had four fouls. They probably both held their breath. Ends up being a travel on Long. Huron will inbound on the baseline. Inbounds and get it in the corner. Allie Davis will drive, lean in, and offensive foul on Davis. They say she put her shoulder into the defender, and I could kind of see it from here. Third foul on Allie Davis. Kaufman didn't like it, but the ball will turn over to the Sturgis Scoopers. Each team with a team foul here with 6:43 to go in the game. Here on up one. In the corner, nice catch by Price. Kicks it back up top. Leah Long, now Kostler. Cross court, Price thought about the three. Gets a screen. Right side, Williams wants to drive. Flip out. Avery Williams gives the three in the corner to Williams. Got it. Tori Williams with a three. She's having a big afternoon. 18 points. The lead is two for Sturgis, 47-45. Heinen low post, almost travel, kicks back out to Davis. Cross court, get it underneath the Simmonsma. Left-handed layup for two with the left hand. Simmonsma with 11, all here in the second half. We're tied at 47 as we hit 6 minutes to go in the game. Sturgis, Kostler hands it off to Williams. Here's the cut. Williams underneath, shot over Davis, no good. Gets her own rebound. Now Kostler will take the 17-footer, a late whistle and a foul on who? If it's on Hampton Hines, it'll be number five. Huron gives up another offensive rebound. It is on Hilton Hines. Both girls were there. Hilton picks up her second and two free throws coming up for Addie Kostler. First free throw is good. And Sturgis regains the lead at 48-47, 5:49 to go. One more shot for Addie Kostler. Got them both, and Sturgis back up by two, 49-47. Hilton Hines into the front court. Comes off left. Hampton Hines has it left side, cross court, right side Hilton Hines, right back to Hampton, dangerous pass, 18-footer on the baseline, no good, long rebound, Hilton Hines comes out of there with it, gets out of the lane, now Davis in the corner, low post, there's Simmonsma, hard to the hoop, she's fouled again, two free throws coming up, and that'll be foul number five on Leah Long. She leaves having scored 4 points. All 4 points came in the first half. She fouls out with 5:25 to go in the game. Two shots coming up for Kenzie Simmonsma, has 11 points. And again, they've all come here in the second half. Hannah Killinger will come back in now for Sturgis. Sturgis 49, here on 47 with 5:25 to go in the game. Simmonsma's free throw, no good. Kenzie hit her first three in a row. Now she's missed her last two from the free throw line. Allison James in, Heinen out. As Simmonsma looks at the second free throw, missed them both. Long rebound, but going to be trolled by Price, and she's on the push. Into the front court, goes right by Hampton Hines. Now picks up the dribble. Ball off the hands of Killinger, but she gets control. Kostler pops out to the right wing. Sturgis a chance to make it a two-possession game. Kostler and a blocking call on Simmonsma. She fouls out of the game. Simmonsma leaves the game. A big second half, but she fouls out with 5:09 to go. And that's going to bring Heinen in for Simmonsma. Simmonsma leaves having scored 11 points. Still a two-point lead for Sturgis. Inbound to Kostler. Shoots on the baseline. Got it. Kostler a tough shot. She's got 7. The lead 4 for Sturgis. 51-47. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Davis has Hampton Hines in the corner. Back up top, Hilton Hines. Hilton drives the paint. Runner from 10, rolls it in. Hilton Hines with the answer. Here on Back Within 2, 51-49, 4:43 to go in the game. Sturgis up 2 with the ball. To the high post, Kostler against James, backs her way in, spins to the baseline, 10-footer is short, and Hilton Hines steps in for the rebound. Chance to tie, up ahead, nice catch by Davis, but traveled with it. Forced it up the floor too much perhaps that time. Pass came in a little high. Davis did her best to keep her feet, but shuffled, walked, and it turns back over to the Sturgis Scoopers. 51-49, Sturgis leading, 4:20 to go in the game. Up top, Price. Sturgis looking for their third win of the year. Drive into the paint. Wide open lane for Williams. Missed the shot. Comes out, though, with her own rebound and a foul, and Heinen fouls out. Huron just giving up way too many offensive rebounds, and that one cost him. Heinen fouls out, so both Simmonsma and Heinen have fouled out of the game. Heinen leaves with 3 points, 4:07 to go. And we'll see who Kaufman's going to bring in. Or what are we doing here? Heinen now came back in. What are we doing? Is Heinen, did she foul out or not? Now they have signaled, yes, that is indeed 5 fouls on Heinen. That's going to bring Tatum Peterson in. Now the bench is going to have to come and play big time here for Huron. Peterson and James going to have to play down the stretch. And could see spots for Carr and Eagle Star here as well. 51-49. Sturgis leading. Inbounds comes on the baseline and the ball on the floor. Davis with the steal took it away from Jolly. Down the floor, Hampton Hines gives to Hilton. Hilton goes in through a double team. 3, Hampton Hines got it. Hampton Hines drills the 3, and Huron regains the lead, 52-51. Timeout here on 3:52 to go in the game. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on one timeout remaining, here on leads by one, 52-51. Have scored the last 5 points. Sturgis into the offense. Right side, Avery Long will go baseline, go into the double team, missed the shot, ball tipped around, and Hampton Hines comes out of there with the loose ball. Chance for Huron to extend the 1 point lead. Right side, Hilton Hines fakes, drives, pulls up with the 10 footer, back of the rim, no good. Allie Davis, offense rebound, Hilton for three, no good. And the rebound, and Hampton Hines bowls her way in. Keeps it alive for Huron. Hilton Hines drives, and they're going to call a travel or a foul. They called a foul on Sturgis. I thought it might actually go travel. The foul is on Price, and is that... That's the third team foul on Sturgis, so no bonus yet. Sturgis is in the bonus on the next Huron foul. Inbounds Davis. Nice catch there on the left wing again. Tried to set the screen for Hampton Hines up top. Has Avery Long on her. Hampton on the drive. Hard to do. Stripped and fouled by Avery Long. Long picks up her fourth foul. Long has four. Addie Kessler has four. Hampton Hines still out there with four for Huron. She'll shoot two free throws here. Both teams will be the bonus now the rest of the ball game. 3:10 to go. First free throw, Hampton Hines good. Hampton now with 19 points. And again, in case you missed it, late third quarter went reached 1,000 career points. Second free throw is no good. The lead is 2, 53-51. Price will push into the front court. Sturgis a chance to tie or take the lead with a long ball. Williams on the right wing. Looks inside. Comes back up top. Kostler. Kostler, left side, Price. Up top, right side, it goes to Long. Backs it out. Tatum Peterson on her now. The right side will come back up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Price looks right, comes back left. There's Williams, 6'5". Williams gets a screen. She just wants to drive, gets another screen, forces up a shot, and they call a foul on Allie Davis with the shot clock running out. Long did nothing short of just force that up. If you're standing there playing defense, you should be allowed that space. Williams going to shoot two. Timeout, Sturgis. The foul is actually on Tatum Peterson. I thought originally it was on Davis. Timeout Sturgis, 2:36 to go here on up two. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Going like you expect. At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
off the Sturgis timeout. First free throw, no good for Williams. Lead remains 2, 53-51. Huron. Second free throw for Williams. In and out, missed them both. Peterson rips down the rebound. Huron holds the two-point lead, 53-51, 2.5 long minutes to go. Ellie Davis pops out to the right wing, looking high post. There's James. James will dribble down to the block, kick out three. Peterson in the corner, too strong, and the rebound out to Kostler. Had an open look, didn't go. Back into the front court, drive by Long, leans in, offensive foul. Tatum Peterson draws the charge. And Avery Long fouls out of the game in the process. Big defensive play, Tatum Peterson. And Avery Long fouls out of the game. Long leaves, having scored 19 points. She's the second scooper to foul out of the game with 2:11 to go. Each team now has had two girls foul out. And Huron still leading by two with the ball. Hilton Hines has Hampton on the right side. Hampton trying to get away from Price, cross court. In the corner, Hilton Hines will go baseline. Back off right side, Ellie Davis. Hampton Hines gets the screen again, circles left side, open three. Hilton Hines got it. Big three, Hilton Hines. Here on up five, 56-51 with a minute 42 to go in the game. Big possession here for the Scoopers. They need to score. Kostler on the right wing gets a screen. Now gives it back to Williams. She's had the hot hand. Lob it inside to Killinger. Almost lost it and travel the call on Killinger. Killinger got the ball in the paint and just wanted to get it back out. We have a timeout on the floor. Minute 28 to go here on 56. Sturgis 51. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on ball with a minute 27 to go, a five-point lead and a travel on Hampton Hines. It did look like she shuffled her feet. She's kind of looking at Kaufman, but it did look like she did scoot her feet. Really wasn't being guarded that closely, so a break for Sturgis, and they'll get the ball back down five. Again, Sturgis needs a bucket. Price up top. There's Williams left side, got to watch her. She's matched up with Hilton Hines, gets the screen. Lob goes into the middle, and a blocking call going to go on Hampton Hines. She fouls out of the game. They tried the pick and roll to Kostler, and Hampton Hines, or is that her fourth? Okay, that's her fourth, not her fifth. Okay. She had four up there at one time. They must have changed a foul to somebody. Hey, we'll take it. Fourth foul on Hampton Hines. Kostler, free throw is good. Kostler, she's been playing a long time with four fouls herself. 8 points in the game. One more shot for Kostler. So we're down to a minute 13 to go. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Allie Davis took it away from Killinger. Here on up four, still a two-possession game, 56-52. Hampton lobs it to Hilton. Hilton lost it off her foot. Turned the ball over. Sturgis gets the ball. 1 minute to go in the game. Price up the left side. Back up top. A deep three for Williams. No good. Hampton Hines with the rebound and the push off going to go on Taylor Price. That was a long three, but Tori Williams is the hot hand out there for Sturgis. You can't really complain about the shot, but she misses and Hampton Hines at the line to shoot too. Hampton with 19 points. And she'll get two free throws here. Again, both teams are in the bonus here for the stretch run. Hampton, free throw, good. Two-possession game, any way you look at it right now. Here on 57, Sturgis 52. Both teams have a full timeout left. One more shot for the senior, Hampton Hines. And gets them both. The lead is 6 for Huron. Williams will bring the ball up the floor. Pitch off right side to Price. They're letting the clock roll here some. Williams will go baseline. Almost went out of bounds. Now it's to kick back out. Price, clock rolls, 35 seconds to go. Shot clock's down to 17 already. And we have a timeout, Sturgis. Last timeout of the game for Sturgis. As Huron leads 58-52, we'll take a timeout. 30 seconds here, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
32 seconds to go in the game. Sturgis now out of timeouts. Huron up 58-52, 6 points. And Sturgis with 15 seconds on the shot clock. They let a lot of time go off there without taking a shot. Now they get it back in. Still not a lot of urgency, but they do need to score here. High post is Kostler. Drives on Jane. Shoots over the double team. Tough shot. Kostler got it to go. But no timeouts left for Sturgis. 18, 17 to go. Here on up 4. Now Hampton Hines gets it into the front court. Double team. Now Hilton. And Hilton going to be fouled in the middle by Williams, but clock runs down to 11.3 and still a two-possession game at 58-54. Hilton Hines will shoot two. Hilton with 17 points. And again, we're still in the same scenario. Going to be a two-possession game irregardless. First free throw is good for Hines. She has 18. One more shot for Hilton, it's good, and the lead back at 6 for Huron, 11.3 to go. Again, Sturgis out of timeouts, they'll have to push, they need a 3, give it to Williams, top of the key, backs it out, just pushes up a desperation 3, no good, rebound Huron, and Huron will run out the clock. It was a survival game, but Huron makes plays down the stretch, battles adversity, and the girls pull it out 60-54. Huron moves to 6-8 on the season, while Sturgis drops to 2-10. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, do a very quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, then we'll move on, get set for our pregame for the boys, but Huron girls pull it out 60-54. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and do a very quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game and return here to Sturgis. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Is their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale.
at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Hard-fought win for the Huron Tiger girls basketball team. Foul trouble all the way. A lot of girls had to make contributions in different ways. Had to play into the bench deep minutes for Tatum Peterson and Allison James. Nice record there for Hampton Hines, going a 1,000 points for her career in the third quarter, and enough plays to get the win here, 60-54. Sturgis now 2-10 on the season. Avery Long led the way with 19 points, followed out, though, with 2:11 to go in the game. 18 for Tori Williams, 10 for Addie Kostler, then 4 points. Leah Long, 2 for Addison Jolly, and a free throw for Taylor Price. For Huron, now 6-8 on the season. Hampton Hines, 21 points, 19 for Hilton Hines, 11 for Kenzie Simmonsma, 6 Allie Davis, and 3 for Lizzie Heinen. Shooting in the game, I had Huron 17-39, Sturgis 18-46. I didn't do the calculations on what that percentage is. At the end of the day, where you're going to look at this is probably at the free throw line. That's where Huron had the advantage. Sturgis went 12 of 20 on the free throws, while Huron went 21 of 29. Huron scores nine more points from the free throw line, shooting nine more free throws, but Sturgis just over 50%. And that was a big part of Huron keeping themselves in the game until they're able to come back and get the win. So, again, the final, 60-54, Huron defeats Sturgis. So we'll talk to Coach Kaufman. I think he's going to bring Hampton up. We'll talk to her at halftime as well. When you get an accomplishment like that, we need to talk about it. And that'll be at halftime of the boys. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes here, 2 minutes, and they will get to our pregame for the boys. I guess we should set that up a little. Sturgis boys head coach is Dan Skinner, his first year at head coach, but he's been in the system for the past couple of years. They come in with a record of 4-7. Huron head coach Tim Budenhagen, they come in with a record of 8-6. We'll talk to Coach Skinner coming up next after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
A proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Autoglass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course.
How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pops? TV Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TV Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame, getting set for our boys game now, back half of the doubleheader. Dan Skinner, head coach of the Sturgis boys. First year as head coach, been in the system for a while, though. And, coach, first off, talk a little about that. You kind of worked your way up here and head job came open, and looks like you just pounced on it.
Yeah, so Coach Buss there was, you know, fortunate enough to have me on staff for the last couple of years, and he went on to take an AD job and an administration job, and so a job opened up, and something I've always wanted to do since I was, you know, probably about a sophomore in high school. So the opportunity came, and I, you know, jumped on it, and, you know, got the opportunity and been very thankful, and the boys have done a great job. I got great assistant coaches under me, so it's been, you know, a lot of big learning experience, but so far so good.
So come in 4-7, your thoughts here just over halfway of the season, but it's already February.
Yeah, no kidding. Got a lot of games on the back half of our schedule here, which is good coming into, you know, postseason play towards the end of the season. You know, record might not be exactly where we want it to be, but we're improving every game, and so that's just what we tell our guys. Just don't take any steps backwards, and every day use it as an opportunity to get better.
And talk about some of your players and what they do for you.
You know, we got kind of a lot of guys, very versatile roles. We got Ty Evtrocko. Ty Ferguson handled the ball for us quite a bit. Carter Williams is our big guy inside. Tegan Wormstead's our defensive stopper and gets inside for us offensively. And then Ryan Heiner kind of runs the show on the offensive side for us.
And just looking at the roster, I see no seniors.
No seniors this year, which, you know, as a first-year head coach, you know, you kind of rely on seniors for some leadership roles there. But, you know, it's nice having a year with these guys to kind of mold them into what you want them to be, and then you really look for it as going into next year, kind of take that and develop it and good transition into next year.
Now you're on Tigers Coming, your scouting report on Huron.
They got some bigs. They got, you know, 32 and 30 there are pretty good players. Or is it 34?
30 and 32,
yeah. Those guys are studs. They're big. They're physical. And the guards are really scrappy. So, you know, anytime you play here on Tiger basketball team, you got to be ready to fight.
Dan Skinner, head coach of Sturgis. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
On our way to the boys' tip-off now, Huron and Sturgis. Huron Tiger boys coming off a nice win last night over Spearfish, 59-50. And, Coach, a game I think we led the entire way, but give Spearfish credit. They never went away and made us work for it.
Well, and we contributed to that, too, by turning the ball over, playing too fast. When we have a big lead, we need to be able to pull it back out, play at different styles. When you go to a dance, you don't always do the fast dance. You got to be able to do the slow dance, too. So we got to be able to play in different ways by locating what is the time, what is the possession, what do we need at this time? Do we really need to, you know, push the ball up and get a quick score, or can we pull the ball out, run a little clock, and then shove it inside? Hopefully they double team, and now we can kick and get an easy one. So we got to be able to adjust to the situation.
Now we come into Sturgis today. Sturgis is going to bring a little more size into the equation than what Spearfish had last night. We did a lot trying to exploit that. Yes, yesterday might be a little more difficult today.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit more difficult. That Heinert's, you know, when he crosses half court, he's ready to shoot it. So we got to make sure that we're up there. The game revolves around him. Can we control him? If he gets hot early, we could be in trouble, because now you run another guy at him, and now he finds people so well. So we can't get fixated on him. The guy on him's got to keep him out of the paint, get a hand up, and then we got to try to find everybody else, because they do a nice job of cutting to the rim.
And bottom line is, you know, we got the win last night. Always tough to make out this trip here, but boy, it'd sure be nice to come out with the sweep.
Well, you know, we're one step closer to our goal. We said we needed 10. If we can get today, then now we're 9-6, and then we got a, you know, a full slate of games left to try to get our win total to 10 games, and then once we get it to 10, then we'll talk about what's our next goal. But we got to continue to progress. We're right in the thick of things now. As you look around the state, this is a huge game for us tonight to get to 9-6.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back and ready to go here in Sturgis. The boys game next, exciting girls game, with Huron coming from behind to win 60-54. Got a few things to update on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Just got a text from gymnastics coach Julie King. Huron will have 3 state qualifiers in the individual portion of the state gymnastics meet next weekend. Easton Eichstead in the vault, Cameron Ruth, vault and bars, and Ellie Peterbaugh, vault and beam. Congratulations to all 3 girls for qualifying for state gymnastics. One last note on Hampton Hines going over 1,000 career points today. She joins her sister, Haven Hines, in the 1,000-point club. I believe, I'm pretty sure, that's the first set of siblings for the Huron Tigers, to the two sisters, the two siblings, first set of siblings to hit that mark for the Huron Tigers. So I'm sure there's others in other schools across the estate, but pretty good accomplishment for Hampton and the Hines family at all. As we all know, the Hines family's been through a lot here the last couple of months. Somebody's smiling down on the accomplishments for Hampton Hines here this afternoon. Let's give you the starting lineups as we move to the boys' game. Sturgis, head coach Dan Skinner, his first year as head coach, been in the system. Record of 4-7. They'll start Tegan Wormstead, a 6'1 junior. Ty Petracco, a 5'11 junior. Ty Ferguson, a 5'11 junior. Carter Williams, a 6'4 junior. And Ryan Heinert is a 6'3 junior. No seniors on the Sturgis roster this year. Here on Tigers, head coach Tim Budnagan, 8-6 on the season. Same starting five as last night in Spearfish. Colt McNeil, a 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. CJ Ganey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Again, did not get the names of the officials for our game, but we do indeed have three officials. They're the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Let's do another Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We do have some AA finals, at least in the girls' side of things. O'Gorman defeated Rapid City Central 67-55. I think 55 points, that might be the most points O'Gorman girls have given up this season. Brandon Valley top Stevens 51-38. Early second half, Mitchell leads Spearfish 29-22. In the second quarter, well, I guess second half, I forgot we're doing Minnesota rules here. So getting late in the second half, Marshall, Minnesota leads Sioux Falls Roosevelt 52-34. Those are the girls' scores we have. Boys' scores. Roosevelt leads Marshall, Minnesota late in the third quarter, 36-18. Early second quarter, Brandon Valley 18, Rapid City Stevens 9. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And at halftime, Coach Kaufman will be up, but I might spend more time talking to Hampton Hines than I will with Cody, as long as Hampton's willing to come up and talk. Hopefully she is, and when you get an accomplishment like that, pretty cool. Ready to go with the second game of our doubleheader. Huron wearing the home whites. Again, the tradition when we have the back-to-back with the Black Hills schools. The road team wears their home uniforms on Saturday. Huron with their home whites, orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. And Sturgis, their road black with red numbers and letters, red and white trim. Elwine going to jump against Carter Williams. Huron going away from me for the first half. Tip controlled back to Huron. C.J. Ganey will get Huron into the offense. Straight man by the scoopers. Anderson Porish on the left wing. Couple of drop steps there, waiting for some motion. They're trying to get the post up and a five-second count on Porish. I didn't think they were doing the arm swipes. I guess they were, because didn't really seem like Williams was guarding him all that closely, but it is a five-second count. Hey, pretty decent student section for Sturgis here, near steal by Ganey. They get it, though, into the front court, set it up. Heinert up top, comes left side, feed in the corner to Ty Ferguson. Gets a screen, drifts back up to the top of the key. Now shovel it back. Heinert, a lot of things go through him on offense. Heinert comes down to the right side, goes right into a double team. Jump ball well defended by Blake Elwine, who jumped to help out Ganey on the double team. Possession arrow will keep it with the scoopers. They'll inbound it on the baseline right below me. Inbounds comes all the way out. Ty Ferguson, cross court. They get it to Heinert. Fakes and shot up. No good. He got landed on by Porish. No call. Break there for Huron. Into the front court. Moding. Moding starts the drive. Cut off on the baseline. Elwine pops along. Three. Got it. Blake Elwine continues his hot shooting. And Huron the early 3-0 lead. Full court pressure. Heinert into the front court. Gets it off to Petracco. And the ball kicked out of bounds by Porish. Scoopers will inbound it from the corner of the floor. Again, both teams back on the floor, just as the girls were about 18 hours after they played last night. So might see a little more bench movement than normal for both teams. Inbounds for the scoopers. Come all the way up top. Petracco gets a screen, dribbles left. Corner lane now top of the key. Williams, he wants to drive. Drive by Heinert now. Spin move around to the hoop. Boy, sweet spin move. And Heinen to the bucket, and Sturgis on the board is 3-2 Huron. Into the front court, Gainey flips to Moting on the right wing, lob to Elwine baseline, kick out to McNeil. Looked like a travel, ball deflected, saved in by Gainey. Underneath, and oh, open, wide open underneath was McNeil. The pass was fired in there by Porish, but came off of McNeil's hands. And the turnover back to the Scoopers. Ferguson, Huron, going to pop that half-court trap again. Pass cross-court, knocked away by Elwine, but picked up. They get it up ahead to Heinert. Heinert in the front court. Scoopers can set it up. Top of the key, here's the drive. Here's the flip back, Petracco. He'll attack the basket, missed the shot. Rebound, Porish, and he's on the move up to the floor. Slows it up, now goes back again. Up top of the key, 3-4, Moting, got it. Gavin Moting drops the three. Here on up 6-2 on a pair of threes here in the first 2 minutes plus of the ball game. Scoopers working against the pressure. They break it this time. Williams into the front court. Cross-court pass intercepted by Gainey. Down the floor, he throws it away, trying to get it up ahead to Elwine. Back quickly in the front court, Petracco in the corner. Up top, Heinert draws the three in and out, and Gainey has the rebound. Elwine will get it into the front court. Blake wanted a step back three, but getting out on him was Wormstad. Ball in the middle on the floor, and well, it looks like it has to be a travel. It is. It was gathered in by Wormstad, but when he fell on his butt, the feet came off the floor, and that's the travel. And it'll be here on possession on the baseline, far into the floor. Bounce pass, left side, Moting. Up top, Porish. Long three for Anderson, short. And the rebound on the weak side by Wormstad. Push into the front court with Ferguson. Ferguson uses a screen, drives, fakes, can't get Porish to bite. Up top, open three for Williams, in and out. Rebound deflected, last touch by Porish. Be another opportunity for Sturgis. We get our first subs as Colton Ogle played a lot of minutes last night off the bench in for McNeil. And a pair of new Scoopers on the floor. Jackson Canna is one of them. Didn't see the other number. Lob comes all the way up top. Hayden Rock's the other, and he has the ball. Now top the key, Ferguson, here on up 6-2. We're early on in the boys' game. Right side, pop it in the corner. Back up top, Heinert. Heinert tried to feed it in the middle. Cut, goes off his foot, and then a tackle. They're going after the loose ball. Porish got to the ball first. And a foul going to be called on Jackson Kana. Kano, okay, that's, I can't read my writing. I didn't think that was right, so it's Kano is what it is. I thought I had an A there, so Kano, apologize for that. He does pick up the foul, his first team either way. You're on up 6-2 into the front court. High post, Porish. Steps up, open 15-footer is good. Porish gives Huron an 8-2 lead. Trace Wenz on the floor for Huron as well. And going a little, you get on the bench a little earlier here. Pass in the front court. They get it to Williams. He'll start to dribble. Attack the basket. Shoot around Gainey. Nice athletic play. Carter Williams breaks the press in the front court. Ogle back up top. Gainey. Huron up 8-4. Nearing 4 minutes to go. First quarter. Ogle pops out on the right wing. Has Heinert on him. Elwine on the baseline. Mismatch there. If Elwine wants to go to the hoop, leans in. Double team. Ball slapped away. Gainey gets it. Goes back door. Porish up hard. Can't get it to go. But it comes out to Gainey for three. In and out. And the rebound for Sturgis. Couple of great opportunities there. Did not go for Huron. Sturgis a chance to cut the lead. They're down 8-4 here with 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Up top, get the ball to Rock. He'll back it out, set it up for Sturgis. Rock comes cross course to Kano. Heinert on the right wing, trying to direct traffic. Now drives in, spins again, hard to the hoop. Foul going to go on Gainey. Boy, Heinert's got a really quick spin going to the basket. He scored once on that, draws a foul on the second one. He'll get two free throws. And Ryan Heinert, Bud said, it, about a lot of things go in go through him for the scoopers on offense. First free throw is good. He's got three. And once he crosses the timeline, he's not afraid to launch it if need be. 8-5 now, the foul. Oh, they don't have it up on the scoreboard. Nope. Not sure who that foul was on Huron. Second free throw for Heinert is no good. Long rebound. Ogle able to grab it. Big guy into the game for Sturgis. Noah Schaefer, 6'9 junior. Long three. Elwine rims in and out. Offensive rebound. Ogle wraparound pass. Porish hard to the hoop. Missed again. But Porish gets his own rebound. Triple teamed. Kicks out and a foul going to go on Sturgis. Huron missing some pretty decent looks here early on. Also getting some offensive rebounds, which is good. Carson Evans will check in for Porish. So right now, Elwine and Moding, the only two starters on the floor, along with Wenz, Ogle, and Evans. Inbounds, Wenz fakes, scoops it back to Moding. He's on the baseline there to the left. Ogle on the drive, goes up over the big guy, rams in and out. Colton Ogle, he just doesn't get a shot to finish. That was a great drive, a nice shot over the big guy. 8-5, Huron leading. Sturgis with the ball up top. Heinert draws a three, gets fouled by Ogle, and three free throws coming up for Ryan Heinert. Ogle with the foul, his first, second team on Huron. Ogainey had the other foul now, I remember. And three free throws for Ryan Heinert. 8-5, Huron leading, 2:39 to go. First quarter, Heinert, first free throw, in and out, no good. 3 minutes after 3 o'clock, Mountain Time, 3 minutes after 4 o'clock, Central, on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Second free throw is good, 1 out of 2. He's 2 out of 4 from the line here in the early going. 8-6, lead up, down to 2 for Huron. And down to one as he hits the last two of the three free throws. 8-7, Huron's lead at 1. Heinert will come out as Wormstad back in for Sturgis. And Sturgis is going to fall back in a 2-3 zone with the big guy in the middle. That's going to take Elwine out of decent post position. Elwine has it top of the key, reverse left side Ogle. He'll drive baseline, cut off, back outside to Elwine. Elwine on the dribble, left side Moding in the corner. Evans wants three, got it. Evans with his first bucket of the game, another three for Huron. Huron up 11-7, 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Ball tipped but controlled into the front court by Sturgis. Going the baseline, Wormstead, he's sealed off by Evans. Back up top, Petroco, and foul in the middle, going to go on Huron. Away from the ball, I'm assuming it went on Ogle as he was trying to front the big man. Ogle will pick up his second foul and the third team on Huron. Porish will come in for Ogle. With a minute 56 to go here in the first quarter, third team on Huron. And Sturgis will inbound it on the baseline. Come right down in the middle, Wormstad down low. Little scoop shot is good, the big guy in the middle. Schaefer just all alone, and that's an easy shot at 6'9". The lead is 2-11-9. Huron on the outside, shovel it off to Wenz. Go high post, Porish. Kick out, drive by Elwine. Scoop, no good. Blocking call going to go on Schaefer. And two free throws for Blake Elwine. Lakeside, I know he's 6'9", but I'm 6'8". I'm going to challenge and see what he can do defensively. Draws the contact. And two free throws for Blake Elwine. Blake's first free throw is good. He's got four. The lead 3-12-9. Gainey in, Wenz out for Huron. And into the game for Sturgis, Carter Williams returns as Schaefer comes out. One more shot for Elwine. Free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound underneath for the scoopers. Cano got that one. Up top, Rock with the ball. Comes right side, Petracco. Little spin move, tries to back his way in. Up top, open three is good for Hayden Rock. Rock with the three, and we're tied at 12 with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Porish up top, step back, long three for Anderson, no good. Rebound, though, Moding comes out with it. Another chance. Here's the drive for Porish. Lost the ball and going to be picked up by Sturgis. Had a nice drive, but lost the ball going to the hoop. Sturgis a chance for a lead here. Tied at 12, 50 seconds to go, first quarter. An offensive foul on Sturgis. Didn't really see what happened there. The charge is going to go on Tegan Wormstad. But didn't look like there was much there, but again, we'll take it. And here on boys just probably need to take a note that they might call that on us. Ogle quickly back in. Porish out for Huron. 48 seconds to go. First quarter. We're tied at 12 here in our boys game. Nice comeback for the girls, winning 60-54 earlier this afternoon. Moding into the front court. Crosses the timeline. Low dribbles there, being guarded by Rock. Right side, Ganey deep. Goes to Elwine on the baseline. Looks like we're back to man now. Elwine leans in, five-footer, rims in and out, and the ball tipped out and controlled by Sturgis. Again, Scoopers a chance to take the lead. Shot clock off, 22 seconds to go, first quarter. Swing it off on the left side, Wormstad. He'll back it out against Moding. 13, 12 seconds to go. Wormstad uses a screen, and the ball stolen by Elwine. Back the other way, and he'll score and get fouled. He was looking at maybe a dunking, then he just laid it over, got fouled from behind by Wormstad. Looks like Blake shot a little bit of a glare at Wormstad, too, as it could have been an undercut. Elwine, though, makes the bucket and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Wormstad now with two fouls. Here on leads 14-2 with 4.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Elwine, free throw pending. Ribbles in and out and in. Didn't look pretty, but it went in. 4 seconds to work with Rock. Almost had the ball stripped. Comes off. The ball is stolen, but nobody gets a shot off after one. Here on 15, Sturgis 12. Timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to the second quarter here on 15, Sturgis 12, here on 5 of 13 from the field, Sturgis 4 of 8. Huron will have possession here to start the second quarter. Lob into the backcourt to Ganey as he's checked out there by Petracco. Right side, Moding, deep outside. Back in is Heinert, and he's guarding Moding. Here's the lob, baseline to Elwine, kick out. Porish wants three off the mark, and good blockout on the weak side for Sturgis. In the front court, they throw it away. A little mix-up there between Ferguson and Petracco. And the ball turns right back over to the Huron Tigers. Early second quarter, 15-12, Huron leading. And the girls pulled out a 60-54 win. Hertz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hampton Hines, 1,000 career points. Up top, reverse it left side, Ganey. Ganey will drive, go back door, finds Moting couldn't get a shot off. Now Moting in the corner for three, too strong. Rebound, and there's a big-time push on Elwine. Elwine went in the air, then you saw him move forward about 3 or 4 feet, and that's on Wormstad, his third. So Wormstad picks up his third personal here, less than a minute into the second quarter, and you're on a run, the out-of-bounds play. And first a sub as back in is Jackson Cano for, or Kano, I believe. I got to get that right. I need to spell that phonetically. Kano on the baseline. Elwine again backs his way in right underneath the basket. Oh, blew the bunny. Great look. Missed it. Rebound for Sturgis. Heinert in the front court being chased by Ganey. Gets the screen up top. Heinert almost lost the ball. Moting almost got the steal and then almost slapped it away again. Heinert back up top. Will start to go his way in. Looked like a bunny hop there. Going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Sturgis. Sturgis down to 16 seconds on the shot clock. 15-12. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. And Sturgis will inbound from the far sideline from me. Ball deflected by Elwine as Williams was trying to lob it underneath, and on the jump ball going after it, it's last touched by Sturgis. It'll be here on ball. Williams was trying to lob it to Heinert, and Heinert did look like he was open underneath, but Elwine, 6'8", deflected the pass. They both jumped after it and knocked out of bounds here on ball. Ganey starts the drive. Leaves in the corner. Moting thought about the three, now waits. Inside, threw it away, trying to go inside to Elwine. Picked out of there by Williams. Williams will come baseline, back door, wide open. Layup good for Kano. His first bucket. 15-14, the lead sliced to one. Here on top, Elwine left wing, picked up his dribble, bounce pass Porish. Porish looking to drive. Left side, Moting goes baseline. There's another foul and somebody trying to defend Elwine. This one will go on Kano. He is second. And the second team on Sturgis. And Huron will inbound underneath the basket into the game for Sturgis. Is Tayton Ortlieb. And also in is Jarek Duffner. Three in the corner for Ganey. No good. Huron really struggling shooting the ball up the floor, and a foul going to go on Ganey. Huron now 5 of 16 from the field, so just over 30%. Ganey picks up his second. That'll be something to watch. Ganey has two, and Ogle has two here. And we're going to watch Evans come in and Ganey come out after picking up that second personal. 15-14, Huron's lead back at one with 6:05 to go in the first half. Heinert playing catch. They get it up ahead into the front court to Williams. Break the press, cross court, deflected, but it gets to Kano. Now Heinert. Heinert will drive. Fadeaway shot, free throw line, tough shot. Porridge was in his face. Heinert gets it, and Sturgis leads 16-15, 5:46 to go in the first half. Porridge on the left wing. Will start to drive, slices into the block, to the hoop, bounces it in for two. Second bucket for Porish, Huron up one, 17-16, and Sturgis loses the ball. Cano lost it, getting in the front court, stolen by Moting. Moting right side, Porish wants three, no good, airballed it. Rebound on the weak side to Ortlieb. Long three for Sturgis, no good, slapped out. They control, get another chance. Williams off the miss by Heinert. Williams goes baseline, back door, nice catch, kick out. Open three, left side, no good again, tapped out, and again, Scoopers keep control. Tap out there by Ortlieb, and kept it alive for his team. Heinert drives corner to lane, pull up, 15-footer, and a foul going to go on Carson Evans, and two free throws coming up for Heinert. Heinert, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, so he gets, I see his strategy is getting to the line a lot too. Foul on Evans is his first, and the second team on Huron, two team fouls apiece here in the quarter. First free throw good for Heinert, and we're tied at 17. Wenz and Ogle in for Huron. Horry shout. Didn't see who else came out for Huron. Oh, it was McNeil. One more shot for Heinert. Second free throw is good. Hit them both, and the lead one for Sturgis at 18-17. Inside of 5 minutes to go, first half. Moding in the front court. Comes up top of the key. Elwine deep on the right elbow. In the corner, Evans, though. Tough pass. Nice catch by Evans to save that one. Inside they go out. Kick out three for Elwine. No good. Long rebound out, and Sturgis has control. Huron continues to struggle shooting the ball. Heinert will drive. Spin. Kick back up top. Ortlieb, and he traveled with it. Excuse me, that was Duffner on the travel. Holden Hagen, for the first time for Huron, replaces Carson Evans. Both teams really kind of struggling on offense right now. And maybe a little sluggish from having played just 18 hours ago. Moding back to Elwine on the right wing. Elwine up top wins. Trace left side, swing it to Ogle. Back to a zone now as they have Schaefer in for Sturgis. Long three, Elwine, it's good. They zone, so Elwine pops out and hits the three. And he's in double figures with 10 points. Trap there, ball tipped away, and Moding scoots in, gets the steal for Huron, shuffles it into Elwine, and goes up with the dunk. Elwine with the dunk, all started by Moding with the steal. Huron up four, 22-18. Foul going to go on Ogle, trying to get the steal on the press. I believe it's going to be on Ogle. Nope, it's on Elwine. Blake Elwine picks up his first. Team foul number three on Huron at 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Huron a four-point lead. Got the dunk there by Elwine. Inbounds comes up to Heinert. Has Ogle on him. Pulls up for a long three. Short. Rebound tipped out, and Moding grabs it on the second tip. Elwine into the front court. Top of the key. Up top, and we have a travel on Elwine. Didn't really see what he did there. Obviously, shuffle defeat. Porish going to come in for Moding. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Huron 22, Sturgis 18. Huron continues with that full court trap, 1-3-1. Look to the middle, still playing catch in the backcourt. Get it up ahead to Rock on the left wing. Sturgis now can set things up. Ferguson gets a screen, comes around to the right in the corner. Back up top, Ferguson. Ferguson uses the screen, drifts on the perimeter. Rock has it top of the key. Rock will drive, stop, kick back out, Heinert. Heinert wants a screen, goes the other way, and boy, a very quick hand check call on Holden Haig. I guess just don't lead with your hands, use your body instead. Haig with the foul, his first. Didn't look up, but the shot clock had to be running down. Huron now with four team fouls. Next one puts Sturgis in the bonus for the rest of the half. 3:04 to go in the second quarter. Lob comes into the backcourt and controlled by Ferguson. Heinert up top. Heinert looked for the cutter. Dribbles off to the right. Gets the screen from Schaefer, but Haig stays with it. Heinert drives. Pulls up with a 15-footer. Banked it in. I don't think he called it, but it counts. 22-20. Huron's lead cut to two. Porish on the left side. Stops on the wing. Goes baseline, back door, reverse layup to Wenz. Pretty pass by Porish. Nice finish by Wenz. Here I'm back up by four. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Front court, you have Rock open underneath. Can't see him. Now double team on Schaefer, and Sturgis going to use a timeout as Huron had the trap in there tight. Timeout Scoopers, 2:24 to go, first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. Be the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Quick 30-second timeout by Sturgis to save possession as Huron had Ferguson trapped there on the sideline. Now they'll inbound it. 2:24 to go, first half. You're an up 24-20. Sturgis on the inbounds. Get it into the backcourt to Ferguson. Brings it up against Ogle. Top of the key, looks left. Gets the ball to Kano. On the baseline, Heinert now against Porish. Backs his way in. Goes up and swatted, and a foul on Porish. Let him play defense. They called him on the block. And right now, Heinert getting some calls. That one was a tough one to take if you're a Huron Tiger. Porish going to pick up his foul, his first. How much do you allow the offensive player to back the guy down? I guess that's where the question comes up. Heinert hits the first free throw. He's got a dozen to lead Sturgis in scoring. Now Ganey and Moding in as Haig and Ogle come out. 24-21 with a free throw pending here for Ryan Heinert. Has over half of the scooper points at this point. Second free throw is good. He missed two in a row early in the game, but now he's been hitting his free throws, and he's gotten there, I think, nine times in the first half. Moding on the left. Weaves has Porish, top of the key. Porish drives, leans in, off glass, too strong, gets his own rebound, kicks out the Wens. He wants three, no good. Rebound, Evans gets back out to Wens, and a travel on Evans. Little bunny hop there, evidently. I didn't really see where that happened. And the ball will turn over to Sturgis with a minute 54 to go in the first half. 24-22 Huron. Tight one here in the first half. Heinert lobs it all the way in the corner. And, boy, they had to call that one pretty much on Evans as he just came in and pushed on Petracco. And Petracco going to get two free throws as Sturgis now in the bonus. Just two team fouls on the scoopers. Evans picks up his second personal. And Petracco has not scored, shot once in the first quarter. Two free throws here. First one is good, and this is where Sturgis is getting their offense. It's from the free throw line. It's been mainly Heinert, but now Petracco gets into play, and he has a chance to tie it here on the second free throw. Elwine back in for Huron, Evans off. Second free throw is short, and Moding steps in for the rebound here. Quite up by one with the ball. Elwine right side gets a screen. Now go, want to go inside. Now takes the three. Got it. Everybody left Elwine there. He realized he was wide open. Takes the three. Has it. Here on back up by four. And Porish goes and gets the steal. Looks ahead. There goes Wens in for the layup. Porish with the steal, Wens with the layup, a quick 5-0 run by Huron, 29-23, minute 18 to go, first half. In the front court, Rock gets it back up, Ferguson, now it's Heinert out near the timeline against Elwine. Heinert goes left, leans in, goes through a double team, made the shot, they'll wave it off, but this could be the second foul on Elwine. It's either going to be the second on Elwine or the third on Ganey. It is the second on Blake Elwine, and free throws again coming up for Heinert. Heinert is 7 of 9 shooting free throws here in the first half, and two more pending. First one is good. He missed two of his first three, but since then has been perfect from the line. Kano back into the game for Sturgis. We're down to minute 6 to go. Both free throws good. Heinert now with 15 points, and a lot of it coming from the free throw line. Inside, Elwine hard to the hoop. Finger roll, no good. It was contested, but he did. He just couldn't quite get to the roll. Here comes Heinert again. Spin move, hard to the hoop. No good. Blocked by Elwine. Picked out of there by Porish down the floor. Ganey for the layup. Long pass. Ganey beat everybody down for the layup. Here on back up 6, 31-25. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Into the front court. Cross court. Dangerous pass. Heinert fakes left. Comes right. Goes baseline. Wide open. An easy bucket for Petracco. He has three. Shot clock off. 23 seconds to go in the first half. And Huron, see if they can hold it for one shot. As they're holding the four-point lead. Off to the right, Moding. In the corner, Wens. Feeds it in to Elwine. And foul going to go on who? Elwine. Boy, it was a nice defensive play. by Kano, but he's going to pick up the foul. Almost looked like he had better position. Sturgis doesn't like the call, and I'll say it looked to me like Kano had better position. Kano picks up his third. 8 seconds left, and Huron will still have an opportunity here before halftime. 31-27, Huron leading. Now back into the game is Noah Schaefer, the 6'9" junior. Also checking into the game is Tayton Ortlieb. 8 seconds to work with for Huron as they run the out-of-bounds play. Elwine will lob it all the way out to Ganey, left side Moding. 5, 4 seconds to go. Ganey in the corner. They go inside Porish, 10-footer, baseline, rolls it in at the buzzer. And at the half, Huron leads 33-27. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Coming up at the half, we're going to talk with Hampton Hines, and if there's time, we'll talk to our coach, Cody Kaufman, as well. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Come over on this side.
Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime indeed. At the half, Huron boys lead the Sturgis Scoopers 33-27. Special guest up here at halftime, Hampton Hines, reached 1,000 points in the third quarter for her career. And Hampton, from talking to the coach first thing, did you know where you were at on the point, the career point total?
Not really, but the Sturgis coaches kind of gave it away to me at the beginning of the game because they all came up to me and kind of congratulated me, and the head coach was like, we'll be happy for you, but we just hope you don't get it against us.
Now, was there any possibility of not playing today? You had the injury there against Spearfish. You were limping when he got on the bus this morning. Coach Kaufman said he wasn't sure, but it almost looked to me like you were going to play one way or another.
Yeah, I was pretty set on playing today either way, whether it hurt or not.
Is it hurt now?
Yeah, it's a little sore now.
Well, I mentioned before we started here, your sister Haven went over 1,000 points. I put her on the radio, too, after that happened, by the way. Or maybe it was for volleyball. I can't remember which. But I assume Haven's been the role model here for you.
Yeah. She's always kind of been the one I've looked up to the most.
But I didn't mean to do that. But, I know you've been through a lot. Bottom line is, well, we'll get her done here quickly, but, just congratulations. It's been so much fun watching you the last 4 years, and I'm glad. Take care of that injury because we still got a month plus to go.
Yep, that's the plan. I'm going to go do my exercises and ice it some more.
How about Pier Tuesday?
I think I should be better by then.
I knew you'd say that. Congratulations, Hampton. This has been fun.
Thank you.
Hampton Hines, 1,000-point scorer. Just hand the microphone over to your coach here. And I have to admit, Cody, I wasn't expecting that, but we know what the Hines family has been through. But just great to be a part of that, as the coach. And it's just so much fun when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never obviously only been a head coach for 2 years, but this is what I told the girls in the locker room. You celebrate this as a team and as a program because you don't get a many 1,000-point scores, and I've been keeping a tally in my notebook since day one, you know, kind of figuring out what she's going to average for points and projecting when this is going to happen. So I'm so excited for her. You know, it's surreal for her. I know it is. You know, she doesn't want all the recognition that she's getting, but she deserves it. I mean, you know, if you saw the time that she puts in shooting the basketball, it shows. And, I mean, she's an unbelievable basketball player. And what they've been through, and, you know, it was emotional. You know, she got emotional when they announced it during the game. She got emotional here, and rightfully so. She deserves to be emotional, but gal dang it. I mean, I said I didn't know if she was playing today. Every time you ask her, she knew that she was playing today, and I wasn't keeping her off the floor, and I'm not keeping her off the floor on Tuesday. So that's the kind of, you know, competitor she is, and you see it on the court. And there's teams that, you know, they dislike playing Hampton Hines because of how competitive she is, and then take into the account of how good she is at basketball. You know, she's a player that, as a coach, you love to coach and you love to have in your program, setting an example.
And you mentioned right there at the beginning, you know, we consider this a team award because somebody's got to get her to the ball. Somebody's got to set the screens. The win today, 60-54 Sturgis, that was the definition of a team award. You had to go deep to the bench. We were trailing so much, made big plays when needed. And like I said, that's about as complete team award, team win as you could get.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we battled foul trouble, obviously. Again, you know, Tatum and Allison are on the floor at the end of the game, and I don't know how many end of the game situations they've been in all year. So, you know, everybody stepped up and did their part, and Hampton out there at whatever she wants to call it, 75-80%, hit a few big shots. You know, Hilton hit a big three in the left wing, and we just kind of all stepped up in the second half. After last night, you know, with the way things didn't go, we get down 12 points. I mean, we could have just, you know, folded up shop and called it quits, and we didn't do that. I'll give the girls credit. You know, halfway through the second quarter, we go man-to-man. And this is going to sound like a failure as a coach, but when the girls, if you ask the girls how much man-to-man defense we've worked on in the last month, they're going to tell you about 0%. We've hung our hat on that 3-2 zone, and we haven't done anything with it. And we went man-to-man. And a couple possessions where we let things get loose. But, man, I thought we battled and we adjusted and we switched screens and we talked through it. And we rebounded a whole heck of a lot better out of it, too. So we battled hard as a team. Everybody stepped up, and that'll make for a little bit more joyful ride home.
And First National Bank player of the game, we're going two today, Hampton, obviously. And the biggest defensive play of the game, Tatum Peterson, the charge under the basket at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about huge. I mean, one, picking up a charge. Two, it was the fifth foul on, I believe, their leading scorer of the night, number 23. So, yeah, you know, and she just stuck her body in there, and she took one for the team, and everybody was excited. That was a huge play for us. It really was. And then, you know, again, you just talk about the resiliency and the toughness and the grit of Hampton and what she's been through this year. I mean, and then, you know, have some reward out of it with scoring 1,000 points. It's been fun watching her, especially the last 2 years where I've had a front row seat. And we're not done yet, and they know we're not done yet. We're ready for more. We got another big week next week.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls. Great comeback win, 60-54. They defeat the Sturgis Scoopers and Hampton Hines, 1,000 career points. First National Bank players of the game are Hampton Hines and Tatum Peterson. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Return here. Get set for our second half for the boys. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Singer can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan Singer Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here, just about ready to go with the second half as Huron leads the boys game here, 33-27. Quick rundown on the scoring as we're just about ready to start the second half. For Sturgis, 15 for Ryan Heinert. And he did most of the heavy lifting for Sturgis. 3 for Ty Petracco, 3 for Hayden Rock, and 2 points apiece for Carter Williams, Jackson Kano, and Noah Schaefer. For the Huron Tigers, 15 for Blake Elwine, 6 for Anderson Porish, 4 points Trey Wenz, 3 for Gavin Moding and Carson Evans, and 2 for C.J. Gainey. Didn't do my shot chart there because we were doing a little extra long halftime show there with Hampton and Coach Kaufman. But hey, we're ready to go with the second half. You're on a 6-point lead. See if they can keep the momentum going here as we get set to go with our third quarter. Huron will have the ball first and coming towards me in the second half. Let's see, what's all that? Okay. Sorry, just looking at my Twitter feed. I refuse to call it X. Huron with the ball as we begin play in the second half. Gainey in the front court being guarded closely by Petracco, and Petracco nearly gets the steal. Gainey, now it is stolen down the floor. Heinert, he'll take it in for the layup. So Huron turns it over, and Heinert with the quick layup, and the lead cut to 4 on the first possession of the second half, 33-29. Sturgis really aggressive defensively, and Huron throws it away again. Porish thought he had Elwine coming to the top of the key, threw it way behind him, and 2 turnovers in the first 28 seconds of the second half. Sturgis within 4 and has the ball back again. Ferguson will bring the ball up across the timeline. Now stop way outside. Gives to Heinert. Heinert swing it right side to Petracco. Petracco has Heinert. Flip it right back to Williams. Tried the back door. Not there. Williams comes up. Hands it off. Right side Williams. Drives. Spins. Oh, boy. That has to. How is that not a travel? It is. He changed his pivot foot to do a pair of spin moves for a second. I think the whistle was going to come, but it did. Turnover back to the Tigers. We played 1 minute of the second half, 33-29, Huron leading. Moding has McNeil on the right side. McNeil trying to post it up to Elwine. Free throw line, ball deflected, and Huron 3 straight turnovers to start the second half. Heinert in the front court, Gainey on him, spins, kicks out. Step back, no, I thought he was going to go with the 3, but Ferguson drives in, kicks out. Left side, here's the left-handed scoop, rolled in. Nice play by Petracco. He has 5. First 4 points of the second half for Sturgis. They're within 2, 33-31. Huron spreads the floor, straight man again by Sturgis. Porish out on the left wing. Porish drives down the middle of the lane, shoots and misses the shot. But a free throw's coming up for Porish. Anderson attacking the basket. He'll get 2 shots. Foul is on Heinert. That is his first foul. Wait a second. Well, Blake Elwine ties his shoe. Huron still officially doesn't have a shot here in the second half. 3 turnovers and now a foul resulting in free throws. First free throw good for Porish. He has 7. And the end of the game for the Sturgis Scoopers is Kano replacing Williams. Second shot for the ninth grader, Anderson Porish. And he'll put them both down. Huron goes back up by 4, 35-31. Oh, here, Bud was not happy in front of the bench. Maybe wanted the trap and nobody set it up. Up top, open jumper, right wing, in and out. Rebound, Porish off the miss by Wormstead. In front court, Moding Flips back to McNeil. McNeil into the paint. Double team, kick out. That's a two for Elwine. Got it. It was a two. He had a toe on the line. I had a good view of that one. And we have a timeout on the floor. 37-31. Here on Back Up by Six. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Off the timeout, near steal by Huron, Sturgis breaks the press into the front court. Ball deflected by Porish and saves the inner off of Sturgis. What an athletic play by Anderson. Porish got the steal. Falling out of bounds, he just flung it back into the floor, and it came off the arm of Wormstead. Defense and turnover, and the Huron Tigers have the ball. Loading picks up his dribble. Elwine outside. Elwine against Wormstead. Will drive into the paint. Go with the Euro step. That was a travel. Took the extra step. An easy call for the official. Turnover back to the Scoopers. Here on a lot of turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Wormstead down the floor. They break it for the layup. Huron just didn't get themselves set up on the press. And Petracco gets the bucket. He has 7. Moding gets a screen. Kick out. Wends back into the game. Baseline to ball deflected. Last touch by Ganey. Wends tried to slip it to Ganey on the baseline. Somebody got a hand on it. I think it was Ty Ferguson. Ferguson in. Long pass up the floor. They throw over the press. Bounce pass underneath. Have to kick it out. Here comes Heinert. He'll drive. Slip pass and he throws it away. I think he was trying to kick it to Cano on the weak side. And the turnover comes right back to Huron. Holden Haig back into the game, replacing Gavin Moding. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron is up 37-33. Haig, top of the key, drives. Goes back door, nice pass to Wins, gets the layup. Pretty pass by Haig. And Huron goes back up by 6. And Wens with 6 points. Now, I think Wens just picked up another hand check call. Huron's just getting too handsy with their defense there, and that might actually be on Porish. It is his second. And we've had a lot of hand check calls defensively against Huron, and you just got to recognize the officials are calling that, so don't stick your hands out when you're playing defense. Inbounds nearly stolen by Elwine. They get in the corner to Rock. Rock into the paint, back up top. And I'll slip it back, top of the key to Petracco. Petracco tried to go inside, but threw it right to Ganey. Ganey leads it up ahead and threw it away. Steal by Rock, and both teams have been turning the ball over. Huron's got to have 6 turnovers here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. Rock on the left wing, swing it in the corner to Wormstead. Jumper for Heinert, no good. Offensive rebound, Rock. Maybe got away with a push-off. In the corner, get it back up top to Heinert. Got Heinert to miss, but we don't get the rebound. Heinert a 3, got it. Over Ganey, Heinert with the 3, and he's got 20 points. Back comes Elwine, leans in. Offensive foul on Elwine as Heinert draws the charge, and Elwine picks up his 3rd foul. It's back to 39-36. Huron's lead cut to 3. Ogle in, Ganey out for Huron. And for now, Elwine going to stay on the floor with those 3 personal. Huron sets up the trap. They'll get it into Rock in the backcourt. Now Heinert. Heinert, bounce pass in the middle, nearly stolen, but Sturgis in the front court, swinging in the corner, Rock along three, short, and Haig up with the rebound. On the move, Ogle in the front court, hands it off to Wins. Trace, overhand pass, Moating. Moating starts the drive, flips back to Haig. Haig looking inside, not there. Kick it back out to Wins. Wins trying to post up, but a double team on Elwine. In the corner, and Wins and Moating not on the same page there. Looked like a pass that could have been handled, but Moating kept moving instead of stopping on the spot, and he could not catch the pass. Turnover to Sturgis. 39-36 Huron. 3:27 to go, third quarter. Heinert into the front court. Bounce pass left side. Get it to Wormstad. And Heinert, there's the ball stolen away down the floor. Here comes Elwine, his second duck of the game. Elwine, his second duck. He's got 19. Here on up five. Sturgis breaks the press quickly, though, into the front court. Petracco. Heinert, a deep three. No good. You just can't let him shoot. Rebound Ogle. Here on up five with the ball inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's the, boy, a trip. Moating hit the floor. Now they get it to Haig. He loses the ball. Tipped right to Elwine. His short jumper doesn't go. Hot potato. Nobody scores. It was pretty much a trip by, Moating was basically tripped. I'm not sure by who. Oh, 1-3. Nope. We're going to drive now. Shot over Porish. Tough shot. Petracco got it to go. Back to a three-point game, 41-38. Moating drives, kicks out. Ogle wants three, in and out. Dropped all the way down, went out on Ogle, and here comes Sturgis, a chance to tie or even get the lead. But no, Huron blocks the ball away. Moating with the steal and the layup. That was a combination of Moating and Elwine. And Huron gets the lead back to five and takes the timeout. A lot of back and forth. There's been a ton of turnovers here in the third quarter. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
30-second timeout taken by the Huron Tigers. They have three remaining. Sturgis has four left. Huron up 43-38. We've gotten a couple of steals defensively. Now Elwine is off the floor for the time being. Carson Evans is in. Colton Ogle is going to run the point of that press now instead of Elwine. They play catch. Heinert into the front court. They trap right at the timeline. Get the pass down now low to Rock. And inside low post, inside off glass for two. Got away from Porish and Petracco. He has 8 points here in the third quarter, 11 for the game. And the lead is three again, 43-40. Here goes Ganey, cruises in, missed the layup, and the rebound Heinert. They call a jump ball as Evans got his hands on there. It will still be Sturgis ball. Again, had a decent look and we missed a layup there, but it just seems like, almost seems like offensively we're playing too fast. Of course, the way Sturgis is playing defense is a reason for that. Ferguson back into the game for Sturgis, replacing Rock, and Williams comes in for Kano. Inbounds in the backcourt, Wormstead. Heinert gets it up ahead into the front court to Petracco. Now Heinert out near the timeline. Ganey goes inside, wide open, reverse layup. Somebody's got to watch the baseline. That was Wormstead with his first bucket. The lead is one, 43-42, 4-0 run by Sturgis. Porish in the corner, backs it out, lost his dribble. Ganey comes up to the top of the key. CJ gives to Evans, three off the right wing, back of the iron, no good. Sturgis the rebound, Williams falling out, hits it off the leg of Ogle, and here comes Sturgis with a chance to take the lead with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Just not getting a lot of point production outside of Elwine and also Porish to an extent. Wenz has had his moments. He's not on the floor right now, neither is Elwine. So a chance for the lead for Sturgis. Ferguson outside. He'll drive left, go to the hoop, double team, kick in the corner, Williams. Williams right back in the corner, open three is way short. And Moding with the rebound off the miss by Ferguson. Moding down the floor, gets knocked over with no call. My goodness, here comes Heinert, blocked from behind and a foul on Moding. How do you not call that? Moding got trucked over, no call. And then Moding goes for a block, and they call the foul on him. Heinert will go to the line for two. Gavin Moding, his first foul. First free throw is good. 21 points now for Heinert, and he can give Sturgis the lead with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tied at 43 with a free throw pending. Second shot is good, and Sturgis a 6-0 run, and they lead 44-43. 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter, so the shot clock is still on. It's like they'll keep Elwine on the bench till the fourth quarter. Moding into the front court, starts the drive off to the left. Now getting hooked up, and finally they do call a foul on Sturgis. Ferguson pretty much had him in a half Nelson there as Moding pivoted. Now the shot clock is off with 27 seconds to go. Third quarter, Wenz checks in for Ogle. So shot clock off. See if Huron can go for one shot here. Now they're going to, Moding thought they're going to inbound it on the baseline, but it's going to be on the sideline over by the, in front of the Sturgis parent section. I assume that's the parent section. Inbounds to Ganey. Ganey, top of the key, crossover, kick in the corner, Wenz, fakes, drives hard to the hoop, ball knocked away and stolen from behind. Another turnover, this one by Kano. 15 seconds to work with for Sturgis. They have a one-point lead. On the outside, Ferguson. Get it a deep to Petroco. Petroco gets a screen, back up top. Ferguson takes the three, it's short at the buzzer. We head to the fourth, a one-point lead for Sturgis. Sturgis 44, Huron 43, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Start the fourth quarter. Huron with possession. Porish, top of the key. Looks inside, not there. Now Evans pops out right wing. Evans, a nice shoulder fake. Drive, misses the scoop. And on the rebound, a foul going to go on Porish. Nice drive, couldn't finish it. And the foul on Anderson Porish will be his third. And that's kind of the way the second half has went, either a turnover or chances that we're just unable to finish. You're on only eight shots in the third quarter, and that's due to the turnovers. 4 of 8 from the field. Ganey went for a steal, didn't get it. Now they have the trap. Pitch in the corner to Williams. Williams tried to hit it off somebody's leg and threw it away. Stolen by Moding. Moding into the front court. Gives back to Elwine. Elwine backdoor wide open. Evans for the layup. Carson Evans, his second bucket. Huron broke down. The Sturgis defense gets the layup. Huron up by one, 45-44. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Get the ball up ahead into the front court. Petroco, now he's double teamed and threw the ball away. Great play by Ganey to steal it. And then And then save it from in, save it from going in. Moting lost his dribble, needed help, finally got it. Low post, here we go, inside, power it up. Offensive foul on Elwine. If they're going to call that, they can't let Heinert back everybody down every time he has the ball. Elwine picks up his fourth foul. That's a tough one to take, especially how they're letting Heinert play on the Sturgis end. 6:48 to go in the game, 45-44, here on leading Sturgis. Inbounds to Wormstead. Only that, Heinert sitting there with one foul. Left side ball nearly dropped, but picked up by Ferguson. Ferguson dribbles around right. Heinert, deep three, right wing, front of the rim, no good. Out of bounds, nobody touched it. It'll be Huron ball. Huron clings to that one-point lead. Plenty of time left with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. 45-44, Huron at a tight girls' game, boys' game, going the same way. Right side, Porish, he'll drive baseline, can't get a shot off, now lost his dribble too. Now he'll step in and hit it. Oh, got pushed, had a wild shot, and Heinert, I suppose it went off the side of the bank board because he got pushed. That's what I'm going to say. Porish will go to the line for two. Foul is on Carter Williams, his first team foul here in the fourth quarter on Sturgis. And at the free throw line, Anderson Porish. He'll shoot two. First one is good. Anderson with nine. Wins in for Evans. And Elwine going to stay. Nope, we had a timeout. Sturgis is going to say Elwine on the floor for the time being with four. Timeout by the Scoopers. We'll take a break of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Off the timeout, that was a 30 by Sturgis. Porish still has a free throw pending. I didn't quite get everything added up, but there is a big disparity at the free throw line between Huron and Sturgis. Huron's only shot five free throws the entire game, 4 of 5. Heinert shot more than that in the second quarter alone. Second free throw for Porish. Got it. He's in double figures with 10. Huron increases the lead to 3, 47-44. Now Budenhagen takes a timeout. Timeout Huron with 6:18 to go. Huron up 3. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at snbo.com. Member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
47-44, a tight one here. The girls' one was tight with the Tigers winning it, 60-54. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, if you missed that, Hampton Hines went over 1,000 career points in the third quarter. And a team win for Huron with a lot of foul trouble the entire game. There's a steal by Moting on the press. Leans in. Blocking call and count it for Moting. Don't blame Ferguson there. I thought that was going to be a 50-50 play, but he gets called for the block. Moting with the steal in the lineup and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Moting has 5 7-points now with the free throw pending, and Huron inches the lead up to 49-44. And now, I thought we were taking a timeout. No, we just got a sub coming in for Sturgis. They had one guy come in, two guys started to leave. Back into the game now is Jackson Kano for the Scoopers, and Moding will measure up the free throw. Bounces it in, no good, but offensive rebound, Ganey. Moding pops out. Huron can reset the offense. Ganey, right wing, he'll step in. 15-footer is short, slaps it out to Porish, and Huron keeps the possession. Wins for three, yes! Trey wins! A big three for Huron. And Huron builds the lead to eight. Might be the biggest of the game for the Tigers, 52-44. Pressure starting to pay dividends. In the front court, Wormstead, he's double-teamed, and it looked like he traveled with it, and Moding goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Wormstead back into the front court, now they get it to Heinert. Boy, that looked like a travel. Heinert will drive, feed in underneath, baseline, and count it. And Petracco has just stayed on that baseline the entire second half, and he's been the beneficiary on nice passes from Heinert. Gets fouled as he gets it to roll. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three. As the Scoopers pull within six with the free throw pending. Free throw is short, and Porish with the rebound. Fouls on Wenz, his first. Front court in the corner. Ganey, Elwine, now flip it off. Open three for Porish, no good. Long rebound, Wenz with the offensive board, and here on getting some boards. Here's the drive, layup, good. Porish attacks the basket, and again, Huron gets dividends. Off the offensive rebound, into the front court. Jump pass, and the ball slapped away, and oh, late whistle. They call the kick on Elwine. I thought maybe it just didn't come off his foot, but they do call the kick, and I do believe that is the correct call in that situation. You're on up, 54-46, with 5:03 to go in the game. Inbound, stolen by Elwine. Tried to force it into Wormstead, and Blake just put those long arms out, got the steal. You're on a chance to open up a double-digit lead inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Moding out there, goes by Heiner, drives, kicks out. Nice catch, Ganey. Ganey will go baseline, behind the back, step back, baseline, Porish, 10-footer, baseline, it's good. Anderson, Porish having a nice second half, fourth quarter. He's got six here in the fourth quarter. Nice pass from Ganey. And Huron's up by 10, 56-46. Heinert, three, answers for Sturgis. Sturgis got Huron spread out. That was a big shot that Sturgis needed. They're back within seven, 56-49, 4:18 to go in the game. Baseline, Elwine slapped away, out of bounds. Will stay with Huron. I wasn't sure who that was last touched by. That was right in front of me. Huron catches the break there, perhaps, and they'll keep possession. 4:14 to go. 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, KIJV, AMFM Huron. Inbounds comes right wing to Ganey. Kind of open it up now, go cross court. Moding has it on the wing, Porish in the corner. Here's the cut. Ganey kick out, and a hand check call going to go on Sturgis. They've been calling that a lot on Huron. That one getting hit with it is Petracco, just his first foul. And that will be the third team on Sturgis, three team fouls apiece. Here as we get towards the middle part of the fourth quarter, and oh, we got a sub in. I thought they were taking a timeout. Sub is Rock back into the game for the Scoopers. Hayden has played a lot here off the bench today for Sturgis. Here an up seven with the ball. Moding inbounds in the corner. Here's Ganey on the drive, little floater, rolls in and out, and underneath with the rebound was Rock. Boy, Ganey had all the rim dropped out on him. In the backcourt, Sturgis having trouble, finally get it to Rock, and Rock just beats the 10-second count. Heinert outside is moting on him, wants to drive, almost lost the ball, and Ganey comes in, knocks it away, still on the floor. Ganey saves a great play by CJ defensively. Into the front court, Wenz in the corner. It's Moding. Moding brings it back around the perimeter. Top of the key. 3.5 to go in the game. 3-4. Ganey is way short. Rebound, though. Elwine comes in. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession goes to the Scoopers. And I can't see the possession here. Oh, there it is. It's up on the scoreboard if I look up there. So Sturgis a chance to cut the lead. They're down seven. Still plenty of time. 3:22 to go. Ferguson will get it across the timeline, get him in the offense. Heiner trots up left side, pulls up another three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, though, by Rock. Heiner now will drive, shoot over Ganey. Again, no good. Slapped out last touch by who? Two officials look at each other, and they're going to give it to Sturgis. Rock, I think, got away with one there, because he slapped the ball from behind off of Elwine. I don't doubt that Huron was the last to touch it. Inbounds comes all the way up top. Knocked away by Wins, and Trace can't quite get the steal. Just about got there. Huron's really picked up the defensive pressure in the fourth quarter, and it has given the Scoopers some trouble. 3:01 to go in the game. 56-49 Huron. In the backcourt, the inbounds to Petracco, being guarded by Wins. Petracco in the front court. Comes off right side. Posted up to Heinert. Heinert leads with the arm, leans in, little roller, got it to go. Heinert with the bucket, and the lead is cut to 5. 5-0 run for Sturgis, 56-51 Huron. 2:38 to go. Huron spreads the floor, bounce pass, Ganey. Ganey starts the drive, hesitates, now leans in, floater, no good. Rebound, and Elwine with the putback. And we have a whistle, timeout, Huron. Huron back up by 7, 58-51, 2:26 to go. Timeout, Huron. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout here on one timeout left. I believe Sturgis still has three. Here's the press. Pass they get in the middle, break it down to the front court. Now Heinert with the ball, moting on him. They'll set a screen. Heinert to the left, attacks the basket into Elwine. Rolls in and out, and Elwine picks up his fifth foul. Could see that one coming. Elwine fouls out of the game with 2:10 left in the contest. Well, you just got to be careful there because you could see what was going to happen. Elwine does leave with 21 points. Carson Evans going to have to come in and play important minutes here down the stretch. Two shots coming up for Heinert. I have not counted. This is only the second time Heinert's been to the free throw line here in the second half. Makes the first one. He's hit a lot of his free throws. Second free throw for Heinert. He is good. He has scored 13 points from the free throw line. Has 29 in the game. 58-53, the lead back at 5. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
He welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:10 to go in the game. Huron's lead cut to 5. They led by 10 just a few minutes ago. Break the press. Long pass, nice catch, wins. Baseline, it goes Porridge, tries to back his way in, but cut off by the baseline, basically, back out to Moding. Who's going to step up now with Elwine on the bench? Moding on the right wing, in some trouble now, pitches it off to Wins. Cross court, Evans. Evans, left side, open three for Ganey, no good. And Heinert up high with the rebound. CJ's had a tough night, or afternoon, shooting the ball. Heinert into the front court, Ganey stays with him, dribbles off to the left. Goes inside, low post, double team. Ball knocked away by Ganey, but it's picked up, block, and a foul going to go on Wins. Boy, Trace looked like he had a good, clean block on that. And another foul puts Sturgis to the free throw line. Petrocco will go to the line to shoot two. He's in double figures with 13 points. First free throw is good, and boy, Sturgis just chipping away here. Here on lead, I think 58-48, now a 6-0 run by the Scoopers. They're within four. And Petrocco, one more free throw. Both free throws are good. And it's a 3-point game, one possession, 58-55, 7-0 run by the Scoopers. Moding gets it in the front court, up the left side. Double, triple team, slides it into Porridge. Hard to the hoop for two. Anderson Porridge has 8 points here in the fourth quarter. 16 for the game. Down the floor, and quickly Sturgis answers with Wormstead beating the press for a layup. Back to a 3-point game. Up the floor, Wins in the front court, has it on the left wing. 1 minute to go in the game. Here comes Porridge, blocking call on Wormstead. Nice try, but he was too late getting there. The shot rolled off, but Porridge will get two. Porridge with 16 points. He's picked up the scoring slack here in the second half. The freshman will shoot two. 59 seconds to go. Huron up 60-57. Two free throws. Anderson Porridge. The first one is no good. It's never easy when you're a Huron Tiger. Both teams are in the bonus the rest of the way here, too. Ogle in, Evans out for Huron. Porridge has missed three free throws in a row now. Second free throw is good. Got it. It's a two-possession game. 61-57. Big possession here. Into the front court quickly, Sturgis. There's Heinert. Quick release. Three in and out. Rebound. Porridge can't get it. And then a foul going to go on Porridge. No, they call, or did they call Sturgis out of bounds? What do we got here? Is it a foul on Porridge? He landed awkwardly. And I believe they did call Rock, I believe, out of bounds on the rebound. He and Porridge were going after it again. As I said, Porridge landed awkwardly. It will be Huron ball. 49 seconds to go. Huron up four. Full court pressure by the Scoopers. And Moding will lob it in. Dangerous pass tipped by Ganey to Ogle. Moding weaves through traffic, and we have a backcourt foul going to go on Sturgis. Gavin Moding will go to the line for the first time. Gavin was 7 points. Or I guess he has been to the line once, missed. Going to be a two-possession game either way, and still plenty of time, 44 seconds to go, and Sturgis with two timeouts left. Moding will shoot two. First free throw is short. Huron not hitting free throws in the fourth quarter. Finally getting a chance, and Huron's been short. Petrocco had the foul, his second. One more for Moding in two-possession game, irregardless here. Second shot for Moding is no good. Missed them both. Huron's missed a slug of free throws. Heinert into the front court. Moding on him. Dribbles left, crossover, gets a screen, feeds in the middle, dangerous pass, got it there, and then the ball thrown away. No timeout, Sturgis. It was nearly thrown away. Sturgis did get a timeout. 33 seconds to go here on 61, Sturgis 57. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Another game down to the wire, just like the girls' game. Each team has one timeout left. Sturgis will inbound on the baseline. 33 seconds game clock, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounds off the timeout. Ferguson looking, finally gets it to Heinert. Nearly stolen by Ogle. Heinert in the corner, forces up a three. It's short. Rebound, and Haig took it away from Wormstead, and a foul in the backcourt going to go on Sturgis. Well defended by Colton Ogle in the corner. That's one where if Heinert makes it, give him credit, because that was defended about as well as you could do it. And that is foul number five on Wormstead. And Porish at the line. Again, the free throw line has not treated the Huron Tigers well here in the fourth quarter. And they have really before the fourth quarter, Huron hadn't had a lot of chances to shoot free throws. Porish at the line to shoot two again, like before. Two-possession game here regardless. First free throw is good for Porish. 18 points now for the ninth grader. And one more shot for Porish. Second shot is good. Got them both. Career high 19 for Anderson Porish. 22, shot clock off, 21 seconds. Get it off left side, Rock in the corner. Three is good. Big three for Ty Ferguson. Inbounds by Huron, and Moting fouled in the corner. We're back to a one-possession game, 63-60, with 12 seconds left. Well, Huron's left the door open due to their free throw shooting. It'll be Gavin Moting to the line now to shoot two. Need to make it a two-possession game here. Moting, free throw, good. Two-possession game at 64-60. Williams back into the game. Kano back into the game for Sturgis. And one more shot for Gavin Moting. 64-60 here on 12.8 to go. Second free throw is good. Got them both. And Huron will burn their final timeout here. 12.8 seconds to go. Huron 65, Sturgis 60. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
12.8 seconds to go. Huron 65, Sturgis 60. Huron out of timeout. Sturgis one left. I guess at this point, Sturgis doesn't matter, two or three. You just need to score. They got to go the length of the court, score, and then either steal or foul. Tigers on the floor. Ogle, Porish, Haig, Ganey, and Moting. Inbounds, they get it into Heinert, being chased by Haig. Down the right side of the floor, 8-7, long three by Heinert is short. Rebound, Porish, and Huron will hang on for the win. Was never easy, but the Tigers pick up the win. The final, Huron 65, Sturgis 60, Huron 9-6, Sturgis 4-8 on the season. 2-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child...
Please tell me you're doing like a condensed postgame. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Text me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, it was never easy for either Tiger team, but the girls and the boys come out with a sweep here in Sturgis. Girls 60-54, Huron 60, boys 65-60. And get the sweep here of the Sturgis Scoopers. And I do have the points totaled up here. I haven't got any other stats yet, but we'll get that going here after the next break. For Sturgis, now 4-8 on the season, Ryan Heinert with 29 points. Got himself to the free throw line a lot. I think he was 13 of 15 from the free throw line. 15 points for Ty Petracco. Then 4 points, Tegan Wormstead. 3 for Hayden Rock and 2 points apiece for Carter Williams, Jason Kano, or Jackson Kano, and Noah Schaefer. For Huron, 21 points for Blake Elwine. He fouled out with just over 2 minutes to go. 19 for Anderson Porish. 9 points for Gavin Moding and Trace Wenz. And 2 points for CJ Gainey. We'll get the stats here coming up. We'll see if Bud comes up here quickly. We'll take another. In fact, Bud will be up here rather quickly as I see the boys are already out of the locker room. I think we just want to keep things moving here because long bus ride. I still got five hours to go before the day is done for me. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Sturgis. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Out supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Autoglass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron.
For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, back here at our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Very quickly, Coach Buttenhagen comes up here to talk about this one. Coach, never easy, but hey, made a way to make it work today. And pick out a tough, get a tough one here, 65-60.
Yeah, you know, again, it's tough to win in double A. We played our tails off last night, and we kind of got lethargic tonight. I mean, we went up 8 or 10, and then all of a sudden we got back on our heels. We were too tentative. We didn't attack the basket, and then that's going to kill you when you don't attack the basket and you put the brakes on, and I thought that's what we did tonight. But give our kids the credit down the stretch. A one-point game, and then we made some plays, got the lead back up to 6 or 7, and then we held them off at the end.
You know, just a lot of different plays there. You know, we got into the foul trouble. Blake fouls out, so somebody has to take charge, and it was kind of Anderson, Porage, but, you know, Gavin Moaning, C.J. Gainey from a defensive side of things really made differences too, and I thought when we got the lead built there in the fourth quarter, that was built off the press and the defense.
Yeah, it was, and anticipating things and get, you know, Gavin and CJ got their hands on balls, and then all of a sudden, now we got leaky, you know, leak out layups, and those are the types of things that can turn the tide, and unfortunately, we've made some free throws down the stretch.
Well, for a while, we're making free throws down. I think at one point, we missed 5 or 6 in a row there. It must have been 5 in a row because we ended up 7-12 in the fourth quarter on free throws. But again, you know, I also remember Gavin Moaning missed a free throw, and we got the offensive rebound. I think Trace Wentz hit a 3, so that was a nice trade-off.
Right, yeah, because I think CJ was the one that tipped it back out. There was a possession where we got 3 or 4 big offensive rebounds and kept the possession, and then we're able to get a layup. So, you know, give our guys credit. It's never easy, to play back-to-back, especially when we walked off the court. I don't know what last night at 10:15. I don't know if we got back to the hotel until 11:30, and then you got to get back here at 9:10. And then sit around for I don't know how long, but it was a long while. And then you finally get to play. So give our guys credit. I thought, you know, we were tentative. We opened up the second half with 4 straight turnovers. Didn't get shots, and that's not like us.
And first National Bank Player of the Game. Apologies to Anderson Porish, but Trace Wynn's going to be our player of the game. I think that was the most minutes he's played this year. Ended up with 9 points, had a couple of steals, a couple of rebounds. And, you know, that's the role that kid can have for this team.
Absolutely. You know, he's got a little juice to him. He's quick off the bounce.
Can be a little snarly.
Yep, and he's got hops. And then he anticipates stuff. So we got to continue to, like I said, our bench, I thought, played absolutely outstanding tonight. We got contributions from everybody, and we needed it because we're in tremendous foul trouble.
So again, Trace Wins, our first National Bank player of the game. A couple quick things here, but we want to get on the bus, get headed home here. But Hampton Hines goes over 1,000 points. You were her coach the first 2 years that she was in high school. I know she moved up, played some sub varsity as an eighth grader, moved into the starting lineup midway through her freshman year, been there since, and you could just see, you know, she had those skills in her.
Yeah, she's got high basketball IQ. She can find the open area when she needs to, and then, you know, she can flat out shoot it. When she gets her feet set, she's as good a shooter as I've seen, And then she can pump fake and then rip and then find people. And I thought that, you know, she's had an outstanding career. She's doing a great job this year. Like I said, Coach Coffin's doing a fantastic job with that crew. You know, Hampton deserves all the credit because she's put in a lot of time and a lot of effort on her game and her skills. And that's a tremendous accomplishment. And she deserves all the accolades because of her work ethic.
So quickly here now, 2 days off and home against Pier.
Yeah, we had 1 day off. We'll take off tomorrow. We got to get back to work.
Well, 2 days off from playing an actual game.
Absolutely. So we're going to be careful with our guys' legs. We get some guys healthy. Colt McNeil really didn't feel good today, so that we couldn't play him a lot of minutes. So we got to make sure that he gets healthy by Tuesday, and we're ready to go against Pier, because now that looms as a huge game. Tuesday and Friday now against Pier and Aberdeen.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers pull it out 65-60 to get the sweep of a Sturgis. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute and wrap things up here from Sturgis on Dakota Sports.